Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your back, in your spine, feel it. Feel it in your back, feel it in your back, in your spine, feel it. Feel it in your back, feel it in your back, in your spine, feel it. Feel it in your back, feel it in your back, in your spine, feel it. Feel it in your pussy. 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 Feel it in your pussy.
session, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Like, put up the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, pictures, take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan, whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con, nose and cheeks like brrrr-con, soft and feminine brrrr-con, so everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr, nose and cheeks like brrrr, soft and feminine brrrr-con, so everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo, you wanna buff-buff-bo, come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo, you wanna buff-buff-bo, come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo, buff-buff-bo, come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo, come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see, see what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up and roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
It goes.
me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, Sara, please don't touch me. Uzai, Sara, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, Sara, please don't touch me. Uzai, Sara, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, Sara, please don't touch me. Uzai, Sara, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. Uzai, gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Into the building. Thank you. the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-karat gold ball. All gold, everything. Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic, for $1,500. Grand prize number two, Open to All Realness, for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Fem Queen Faith, The Battle of the Goddesses, for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries, for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure, for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy, for $500, and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony, bringing you the 24-karat gold ball. All gold, everything. Testing with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
The Privileged One. Gagne 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters. Two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the $3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Fem Queen Realness, $250 for Fem Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Gagne 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Gagne, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free Ball, Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500, Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway, $200 to $1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Fem Queen Performance, $200 to $1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Fem Queen Realness, $750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500 for open to all best dress. $500 for open to all face. $250 for Butch Queen sex siren. And $200 for Butch Queen executive versus thug realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. $150. House seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Longzant and Father Bam Bam Ebony. June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash. $1,000 best dress. $1,000 Butch Queen Runway, All-American versus European. $1,000 Open to All Perfect Pen. $1,000 Femme Queen Face. And $1,000 Femme Queen Performance. $500 Performance. $500 Legendary Performance. $500 Legendary Runway. $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren. $500 Twister. $500 Legendary Realness. $500 Butch Queen and Drag. Face. Your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beats Maestro, the Legendary, Von Allure.
Elite.
Your commentators, the iconic Jack Selvin, Mitt Ryan, and legendary Kevin, JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, Richmond. We will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of payment? Forget about it.
The siren. All emergency services will be suspended for 12 hours. Your government thanks you for your participation.
This Sunday, May 25th, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000. Open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pot per team. Mystery tag team performance for $1,000. Pretty boy versus schoolboy versus thug realness for $999.99. Femme queen pretty girl versus Banshee cunt versus butch queen up in drag's realness for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories. That's this Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C. The ball is on Sunday going into Monday morning starting at 4 a.m. The ball is located at Upscale Ballroom in Suitland, Maryland. Admission, $30. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Jay-Z Prodigy, as well as Memphis and Athena Khan, your DJ, Bon Allure St. Laurent. Again, that's the House of Khan bringing you The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated May 25th. Or visit TensorChop's official ballroom radio chat for promos on the event.
We're going to make it through tonight, and everything is going to be okay.
Nothing is ever going to be okay again.
episode of Tensor Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tensorchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and you'll send the call out, 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 send the call
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and I'm fucking sleepy. So I'm going to let y'all know right now that if we don't get this shit going right away, I'm going to bed. I've been up since fucking 6:30 this morning, and I'm tired, and I don't feel too fucking good. So, I don't know how we're going to do this, because I don't know, I'm not turning the show over to anyone, because I know everyone's tired and busy themselves, and I'm sitting here trying to adjust this damn microphone on one hand, because the other hand is holding up my head, because I'm sleepy. Oh, boy, I need to wake up, for real. Shout out to everyone out there listening in Radio Land. Hopefully it'll kick in and I'll wake the fuck up because I'm really, really tired. What's going on? It is Memorial Day weekend, this upcoming weekend. And don't forget, this Sunday, Monday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, the event is finally here, the Purge in Washington, D.C. We should have the promoters for the event. Please, Becky, hurry up and get ready, girl, so I need to wake me up. Because I'm tired. Excuse me for fucking yawning. I'm like, see, yeah, I really know I'm tired. I'm yawning. And you know what? Let me just tell y'all what's going on for real. Y'all all know that my sis was here, right? That bitch drained me. I mean, literally fucking drained the life out of me. I don't even know if she's listening. I don't know what's going on. She drained me. And right now I just want to go to sleep and hopefully wake up in a few days a new person, because I'm drained. I'm just tired. Yeah, queens kill me. All right. The promoters for the Purge should be on the line tonight to answer any questions in reference to the ball that is coming up this weekend and talk about any updated information, categories, location. You know how it goes. We do this every week. So, excuse me, I'm yawning again. This is so rude and ratchet to be yawning and, you know, shit like that on the phone with you guys. And that's not me. You know, I'm better than that, but, child, I might pay it. Tonight I'm not. Oh, God. What else is going on? Next week will be our final episodes. I thought I was going to do another week. But I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing it next week will be the last ones. I was thinking about doing them in June as well. No, we're not doing anything in June. So we will be off a full 3 months. We will not be on the air in June. We won't be on the air in July. We won't be on the air in August. And God willing, we'll be back in September. Hopefully, depending on how I feel. I know, right? I do. I don't feel good, Penelope. What should I do? Tell me. Since, you know, you're like my ultimate number one fan, what should I do?
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, I need that. I do.
Mm.
She said, just give it up, right? I need to, right? My allergies is fucking with me. This weather, I mean, Florida's fierce.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, 1 minute it's like 90-some degrees outside, and during the day, and at night, she wants to fucking drop down to where you need a sweater at all. No, I'm your number one. No. Yes, you are, Maggie. Yeah, you for real, Penelope, just all of it, right? Miss Thing said, I sound disgusting. I need some hot tea, rest, just give it up, all of it. Just, you know, all of it all. Aw, everybody's listening, and I'm sounding like an idiot, right? You're so silly. Jason, girl. And I ain't even called Jason all week, honey. That's how stressed out I was. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Desmond, how are you?
Don't give me that fake how are you and all that stubbornness and stuff, girl.
Why say it abandoned?
Miss Thing, you've been texting me and calling me all week. Now, what? What do you want?
I write, but you don't respond. I feel abandoned. I'm like, what the fuck? I need to go on a run and come down to Florida, too.
Well, who was on the run? What happened? I missed a lot.
Well, let them tell it. Kelly on the run, and she's running, but eventually the light is going to catch up to her, so maybe I need to go on the run so the light catch up to me, too.
And that's why I was unavailable and sick and not feeling well, because I was harboring fugitives and stuff. That's,
uh-huh.
Yeah, now we know what it's all about. Okay, now I get it. I get it. Oh, that has to do with that video. Nah, I'm lost. You know, I don't deal with y'all gay folks. I can't do y'all all the time. That's why I was stressed out. It was just too much gayness going on 24/7. Mm-mm, I can't. No. It was too much. I'm drained. I need it out my system. Penelope, can I get an antibiotic or something? Oh, my God. Laura, you're on the air.
Oh, they on Tiny Chat again tonight.
Private caller, is that Laura? Who is it?
That ain't Laura.
Private caller.
By now.
Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Chilling. Just got through eating and just checking in for the show, you know?
Tito, how am I the Harriet Tubman of ballroom? I need you to explain that one to me. You know, I'm a big fan of yours, sweetie, but I don't get that one. You are not going to give me that one.
You know how old.
We're going to disagree on that.
I was trying to find a way to make it through with it. No, you know, here
old,
too, Toba
sweetie?
Found a way for the girls to get through.
Oh, is that what it is?
I guess you must be the new passageway through the Underground Railroad.
I got you. No, don't start spreading that shit, because if I start getting calls, I know I am not no protection program. I am not, you know, I don't harbor fugitives. I'm not going to give you a beach house. I don't have no fucking escape paradise in Mexico. No. We're not doing all that this season. As a matter of fact, I'm changing everything over the summer, and y'all will not know anything else about me over the summer. I'm changing my name, and it can even be Jasmine no more. 504, I don't even know nobody's phone numbers right now. 504-331.
That's Shamika.
Hi, Shamika. Hi, Shamika.
Cam.
Sitting over there eating. Miss Shamika, what
are you on Tiny Chat again?
Ice cream.
Oh. Lord, look at Justin with these goddamn SpongeBob pants on.
Don't say that before I pass the team and find out he's showing that cat meat again.
I had not shown my cat meat. Y'all not going to keep saying that.
Oh, it's really y'all three on Tiny Chat.
And look, I'm not on that white phone.
Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't have got another phone?
Let's see. Wait a minute. Okay, let me read real quick. I'm going to open my eyes to read, though. Hold on. Private caller, you're on the air.
What up, Jasmine? This is Laura right here. That wasn't me earlier. That wasn't me.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, what's up?
So
tonight, Laura
is giving
Ming T
talking about that wasn't him. Ming said, I don't want a computer or a webcam.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up?
Hey, Laura.
What's up, Laura? Justin, what's up, sis? What's up, Shamika?
Hey.
Y'all are really on Tiny Chat. Justin, is it hot over there? Why are you wiping your face like that?
I'm cleaning my face. Like, yeah, it's that time of the week. It's when you have to clean my face.
Well, at least he ain't sitting in front of a fan.
Jason, you look like you on a sex line or something, laying in that bed. That blanket is up to you, and it's too much. Y'all need to cut your shit.
What?
For real.
I'm tired, girl. It's been a long week.
It really
is.
Yeah,
I'm tired. I'm tired too, though.
I am so
tired
fucking tired.
Yeah,
I've been up since 7:15 this morning. Man, I'm like, man, I really want to go to bed, but I really can't because I have to wait for my child to get back from his little riff raff. He'll be back shortly.
Because Justin, what time we didn't get off the phone after we did our little aftermath? What was it, like almost 4:30 something when we got off the phone?
Like 3? Well, it was 3 here, so yeah.
It was like 3. It was 3 o'clock. And I was in the eastern time zone.
Yeah. Y'all don't know how I'm going to sleep when I don't have to do Tuesday nights.
I don't see how y'all do that every day. Like, mind you, ever since I've been calling in, I've been thinking, like, I could never be a regular person on this show because there just ain't no way because I need my sleep. I don't know how y'all do it.
It's very draining. Mm-hmm. It's really, really draining.
I would have to be caffeine down in the morning.
I'm about to make some caffeine now.
That's how
all
I was
right.
This morning,
Jasmine.
Oh,
my fault.
No, go ahead. When I woke up, because I only had like about 4 hours of sleep, because the show was over around 3 o'clock in the morning. So like, man, when I get up around 7, something, I had made like some coffee. Then I ended up going to Starbucks and shit. And you know how to like the later in the day it goes by, that coffee starts to wear down, and like I'm like hitting a point where I'm just like, oh.
Well, I'm different from y'all because Starbucks coffee don't kick in for me till like hours later. Like when it, I guess it must kick in for y'all right away. That shit don't kick in to me till like 2 hours later.
Oh,
and then
wow,
I be up
bro.
All night long.
Well, okay, let's get this show on the road. Let me get everybody else really quickly. These numbers look very familiar. 786-280, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Veronica Mars.
It's who?
Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars?
Yeah.
Okay, hey Veronica, I used to love your show.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, we got canceled because of people not watching. So
what's up, Veronica?
how are you doing? What are you guys talking about? It's not like you guys need Kleenexes.
Oh.
Is somebody sick or something?
Yeah, we're not feeling too well.
Oh, my God. I hope you guys feel better.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Who is that?
Veronica Mars.
Oh.
Who is Veronica Mars?
Oh, my God. You didn't used to watch that show?
Right.
Show. All right, yeah. Before we get all mixed up in all this stuff, we are going to have some fun tonight. You know, Bishop, I mean, I'm sorry, not Bishop. Bishop,
ooh,
I see you.
Oh,
I'll see you a little later.
Uh-uh,
he
should not be named.
Okay, God, calm down, y'all act like, all right.
Because we drained out already, Jasmine. Now, you know we drained out already.
I know. I didn't mean to say his name. Yeah. I didn't mean to say his name like that. The bottom line is Michi came up with a topic on Monday, and we are going to be talking about validation tonight. I don't know where he's at. Maybe he's running a little late, but tonight we will be talking. Yeah, we're talking about validation tonight. He wants to talk about validation, ballroom versus regular society versus our community and stuff. So we will be talking about that tonight. And I have my own personal feelings about people who need validation, you know, not just within ballroom, but, you know, it could be anything. They need someone to always constantly tell them, you know, validate them in life, or, you know, those pictures they posted on Facebook all the time, Instagram all the time, those people that need those phone calls all the time. It's just a whole bunch of stuff, you know, when it comes to validation. So we will be talking about that. But before we get into the madness, hold on a second. J-Rock, you're on the air. J-Rock, you're on the air.
Hello, how y'all doing tonight?
Oh, my God, even
I haven't heard from J-Rock. J-Rock hasn't been on this show in over a month or two. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is that
hey,
really you?
Hey, J-Rock.
Hey, what's going on?
Wait a minute, J-Rock. Open your mouth.
My mouth is open.
You know what it is? I think everybody is going through something right now at this moment. And then we're all going to blossom for the month of June. I think
I'm
we're just, you know, that's what I think.
I'm about to put my dick in the group to wake y'all bitches up because y'all not going to drain me out, honey.
Well, I'm up in that, so
dude.
I got some energy.
I'm fine.
Let
I just
me snap a picture of my dick. I'll be right back.
He ain't putting that in the room for us. He put that in the room for Edward.
Laura, if you snap a picture of your dick, I'll snap a picture of my pussy. We could put them side by
side.
That's how we can play the game. Now we can wake up the whole society. Before we get into that, yeah, that's the purge. And talking about the purge, that's exactly how we get the game rolling. Before we get into all the madness, and everybody that's calling in right now, we're going to put you on hold for a second because the promoters are on the air for the event this weekend, and we're not going to hold them on the line all night long dealing with our BS, so I'm going to bring them on the air right now. Don't forget this weekend, the Purge in Washington, D.C. This ball has been promoted heavily over the past few months for a very, very long time, actually. Everybody knows about it. Everybody is going to it. It's going to be the hottest ball to kick off summer, and I know you guys are all ready for it. So the promoter, one of the promoters, DJ Khan, is coming on the air to answer all your questions to the event. So if you know you're going, if you know somebody that's going, if you guys need help with categories, locations, dates, times, any of that information, this is the time to speak to the promoter so you don't go out there looking like a fool when you get chopped or whatever, whatever. All right? That's how it's going to go. BJ, welcome to the air. How are you?
Thank you. Hello, Jasmine. I'm doing good. Hello, everybody.
I said welcome Hello. To the air. Welcome to the show. You're live on the air. How's it going?
It's going and excited and just waiting for the whole weekend to be over with. It's like one of those bittersweet situations where you're waiting for it to hurry up and be over with so you can move on with your life, and one of those sweet situations where you're like, yeah, hurry up and come. I'm ready to turn up, have fun, and all of that other stuff. It's like one of those.
I know. It always happens.
Trust me, I understand.
Yeah, well, I'd like to thank everybody, all the patrons out there, because y'all, like, really took this first thing and took it to another level that we, as the House of Khan, never really expected. We just thought we were just trying to have some fun and just come up with Purge and just like, Purge, but y'all was, like, really purging out there. So I want to thank y'all.
All right, Charles. Okay, so listen, you want to go over some of the categories and stuff like that for the girls and let them know, you know, like whatever categories you got a lot of questions on and all any last-minute up-to-date information for everybody?
Yeah, I can go over the categories. We're giving a lot of money, and I do want to say we do have our money. Like for fashion categories, we're giving away like $3,000 for fashion categories. And I do want to make this point and make this clear that we will be having an all-fashion panel, judges panel, for the first half as we give away over $3,000 in fashion categories. Streetwear will be $1,500. Best dress will be $1,000. And Tag Team Runway is asking for a fashion look, a high fashion and one of our guards up. And that's $4,000 as well, and that will be given out in the first half of the ball. We have a tag team, Vogue Femme and Rodents with a Twist mystery category, and that's for $1,000. And I believe we received some questions about how the mystery tag team performance will work. Actually, the mystery tag team will work is that you will come sign up at the beginning of the ball, put your name on a list. We will separate Vogue Femmes and we will separate Rodents with a Twist, and we will have random audience members as well as judges to randomly pick out of a hat one Vogue Femme and one Rodents with a Twist, and that will be the mystery team, and they will come forth and participate and compete against another team, and we will just select the teams that way. In terms of dress code, we ask for Twisters to be in a certain color as well as the Vogue Femme to be in a certain color. And a question came up whether shoes have to be that same color. Myself, Charles, Khan, and Little James, we decided that the shoes does not have to be that color. However, you do must have shoes when you're voguing. No voguing and socks. We also will be giving away $500 to Ruiners at the House, and that's an interesting category because for the Ruiners at the House, each member on the Ruiners at the House team must be a $1,000 winner of the year or legendary for realness. So we're just trying to do and mix up a lot of fun things and have you come and support. Pretty Boy Realness versus Schoolboy versus Thug is for $999. Everything pretty much in terms of bringing the categories are very simple. I'm sorry?
And 99 cents?
Yes, and 99 cents. That's the purge. We didn't want to give away $1,000 for realness. We're giving away $999.99. There will not be a $1,000 realness winner at the House of Khan Ball this year, unfortunately.
So if they kind of give you a penny and ask for that $1, you know, that just that extra dollar, will y'all give it to them?
No, because that would make them technically a $1,000 club winner.
But they gave you the penny.
The cause are fair. The realness people in our house, they wanted to be fair, said that we would not be crowning a $1,000 winner at this ball. I'd be more than happy to give them a penny to round it off to $1,000. but technically on record they would not be a $1,000 club winner. Is that fair or not?
It is fair. I would, if it was me, I would be like, I don't want that change. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm gonna have a penny ready for them and give it to them and say, here's a $1,000.
All the judges that have pennies and throw it to the winner.
Yeah.
That's cute, though. I like that idea.
I'm excited because this would, like, I think would be a first in ballroom that we would have an old-fashioned panel, and that would help us give away $3,000 in fashion categories, because me walking fashion from getting from my other counterparts that walk fashion, that we get tired of being judged by both fams or one of people who sometimes or may not even have a slightest clue of what fashion is, so they just go with whatever it is without actually being very detailed in terms of how they make their decision when they vote for somebody. So we decided that if we're going to give away this much money for fashion, then we're going to have them be critiqued by someone who's able to accurately critique their fashion and be able to render their vote appropriately based on how they bring it. So I'm excited about that as well. And that will be the entire first half. We will have an all-fashion panel. We're going to have five.
Yeah, I love
that
idea. I think that's going to be cute.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. And first time this ever happened, we're giving away $1,500 to crown the next $1,500 streetwear villain. So that's the first time as well.
That's really hot. really hot.
Yeah, so
what categories have you gotten a lot of calls about?
Well, we got a lot of calls about the Vogue film. I think Charles Kahn had made a statement on Facebook recently about playing the older beats for all performance categories. So that has been a big thing. It sort of kind of took its own initiative on. We have a good amount of people who say that's an exceptional good idea, and then we have another portion of people that says that's not a good idea. We have another portion that says I could vote to either way, either beat. So it's kind of interesting of how that's going to play out at the ball. Our intentions were never to rule anyone out in terms of twisters of old films from Vogue and at the Con Ball by saying that we want to have these older beats, Vendettas and things like that playing for the category. But we wanted to sort of kind of bring back the element Vogue Femme. And I do know that Vogue Femme elements, the element of Vogue Femme has evolved with the newer generation and the people that are voguing now, but in some sense, we're going to take it back to the roots and try to see if there's a way that we could come to some type of compromise with the older generation and newer generations that come up. We're trying to make this Vogue Femme thing, I guess, make it more practical today and age, if that makes sense.
Hello,
BJ?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Laura. I actually talked to Charles about it myself, too, and I actually agree with Charles, and hopefully y'all keep it that same way that Charles said, how he was going to do it, because I think that the girls need to learn how to, come up off the high and learn how to vogue to the other beats. I mean, there's other beats in the high, you know, so I feel like that was a good idea for you to do that, and I think you all should stick with that. I mean, you are going to do what y'all want to do at the end of the day, but I'm just saying, I think it's a good idea. It brings a lot of new other talent in, too, and a whole new performance as well, you know, to the ball. So.
Right. That's currently the plan, and also the other element that we were trying to showcase is that we want people to start voguing to the beats and not voguing to the commentators. So bringing back those older beats will actually help people vogue to the beat instead of voguing to the commentator.
Right.
So, yeah, we got it. We're trying to accommodate everyone, but at the same time, we don't want to discourage anyone from voguing or participating in our categories.
Okay. A couple of questions really quickly, BJ. What is, like, two of the hottest categories that two categories that you personally are looking forward to that night?
The first category I'm looking forward to is the streetwear category. That streetwear category has gotten a lot of hype amongst all the fashionistas, and it got very serious that we decided that we're going to have some. We already paired up some battles already that's going to plan on happening between Father Camaro Blahnik and Father Eric Milan. They have been really getting at it in terms of this category. So that's going to be the first battle of the night for streetwear. So a lot of people looking forward to that as well as myself. And the other category that I'm looking forward to is the realness category, the pretty boy versus the schoolboy versus the thug for $999.99.
Okay, cool. All right, do you have any up-to-date information for them as far as, you know, like the time frame and the location itself? I mean, we all know, you know, upscale, but any additional information that they need for the event that day?
Well, I can reiterate that the ball is actually on Sunday going into Monday. Monday is the holiday, Memorial Day, so it will be on that Sunday going into Monday. And we're going to start the ball at 3 o'clock a.m. We have been promoting that we were going to start late because this weekend will also be D.C. Memorial Day Gay Pride weekend, and we understand that the patrons that come here this weekend may want to club and do all that other stuff as well, so we were trying to be accommodating to that. But we would indeed definitely start at 3 o'clock in the morning, Sunday going into Monday. Also, again, is at Upscale Ballroom, the only place that we pretty much have in D.C., and that's address is 3900 Bexley, B-E-X-L-E-Y Place, Suitland, Maryland. Everything that I'm saying on the radio tonight, we want to do a question and answer, and also I'm going to reiterate in the ballroom group as well as our event page. So if you didn't get to hear it, I'm going to actually spell it out and write it out for you and post it in those groups as well.
Okay. As far as, you know, your regular information, you know, not VIP or VIP, full bar, you know, all that stuff, all that is available for everyone, correct?
It is available, and we have a full bar that's available as well.
Okay. If anybody has any questions, go ahead.
Yeah, the cost to enter is, of course, the normal $30 to enter the ball. Yeah.
BJ, what would the order of categories be out?
The order of categories were out a month ago. It's actually a pinned topic in the event page.
Okay.
I will repost it in the ballroom group, and I will repost it in the event page as well tonight as soon as I get off the phone.
Okay, yeah, because a few girls want to know when was Legendary Performance that I know that's coming, so.
I can actually tell you now that Legendary Performance is going to be in the first half, category number 6.
Oh, work. So you heard that, girl, so whoever listening, because I know one person is actually really listening, so it's number 6 in the first half, so you ain't got to worry about anything, you know.
I usually don't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because I know your event is very, very big, and there's a lot of girls that are going there and stuff like that. Anything else that the cons are doing for the weekend, you know, for people that are in town or any other events that you know of, BJ, you know, for the girls that are going to be in town and they're coming to your event but they want to do other things, are there any outings, not kickball, but any outings, barbecues, parties, you know, stuff like that. I know Little James is doing a ball the next day. Anything else going on over there for everybody that's coming into town?
Yes, there will be a lot of events that the House of Con is sponsoring for that weekend. We have partnered with, because of D.C. Memorial Day Gay Pride, we have partnered with a couple of D.C. Gay Pride promoters in the D.C. area for the weekend to bring you a couple of events incorporated with the House of Con. Starting tomorrow, Thursday, we will have a kickoff pride party at Lux Lounge that the House of Con is hosting as well. And it's actually going to be also a birthday celebration for Naya Simone Con. So that will be the first event on Thursday. Friday, of course, we're doing the normal clubs, and myself and Dante Balenciaga will be bringing you a after hours immediately following the club starting at 3 o'clock, and that will go until we don't have no stop time for the after hours, and that will be at Upscale Ballroom as well. Saturday is pretty much, again, they have so many events going on with different promoters. On Saturday is a nice big club going on there. Sunday we will have, Saturday during the day, the House of Khan is sponsoring a huge big cookout with a couple of DJs, plenty of free food, entertainment, a large cookout on Saturday from 4 until dusk until the park kicks us out at nighttime. We will be hosting that cookout, and I will post a flyer to that in the group as well. Also, Sunday, of course, the Purge, and then Monday, Little James Khan is hosting the Aftermath Ball as well. So
and
it's a lot going
on this James
weekend.
Is Ball. Is Little James Ball at Upscale as well?
Yes, it's at Upscale as well, and open to all performance will be $1,000 at his ball, and open to all realness will be for $500. And a lot of people don't know, maybe some of the some people may know about Monday Night Madness. I don't know if you ever heard of that. We are reliving some of Monday Night Madness categories, which was the premier foundation for mini ball series that pretty much started years ago in D.C. It's at the platform for A-List Tuesdays in Baltimore. It's at the platform for Vogue Nights in New York, and also even set the platform for First Fridays in Philly. We're going to relive like three of those most popular categories from Monday Night Madness and bring those back and give out some cash for that as well.
All right. So, yeah, I hear that. Everybody that's going to D.C. this weekend for Gay Pride, there is a lot to do thanks to the House of Khan. So, you know, you guys can find all the information on the event page. Also, it'll be circulating throughout the next couple of days within the official ballroom, both ballroom chats as well as London's Tea Party. And, of course, hit any Khan representative, BJ, any of them, up for any additional information. Well, BJ, I guess that's it. If anybody has any questions, please press 1 while BJ is on the air if you have any particular questions. I know the lines are full now. So press 1 if you're out there listening to ask BJ any questions. I mean, they've been promoting this event for a while, so I'm sure you guys got it down packed by now. And I'm not sure how long BJ will be on the air tonight to answer any of the questions, but you guys can call in and we'll direct you to where all the information is. Any last-minute things you want to tell everybody, BJ?
Again, I want to thank all the patrons for their support and for their purging, I should say. We really took that conscious phase and that purge thing and made it a trademark, and I want to thank everyone for their support, and it's actually a good thing. We're doing this ball. We're trying to have a lot of fun this weekend, and we just want to make sure that you all have fun as well coming in supporting us. So we really do appreciate that, House of Khan.
All right, BJ, well, you're welcome, and on behalf of the Tensu Chops crew, everyone looks forward to the event.
Okay, thank you for allowing me to come on the show and to speak on it.
No problem, sweetie. I'll talk to you later, okay? Everybody, thank you, BJ, and we will talk to you soon.
BJ,
and don't forget to come back on.
Thank you, and see everybody this weekend.
And, BJ, make sure you come on the air next week to give us a recap, okay? Don't let Kelly and Rodney and Marcus and all them do the recap by themselves. You come on and give a recap, too.
Okay, I most definitely will.
All right, sweetie. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, see y'all soon.
Bye. All right, y'all. Mother, I have people saying they're calling and there's no show on the air. There is a show on the air. The lines are full. What are you talking about?
Yeah, BJ and them, they're going to have to call back in there to help do the recap because I think the girl's going to be full because I know I'm going to be full of shit. Like, that whole weekend, I'm just going to be tore up. So, I know Kelly going to be rich.
It's going to be a lot going on this weekend. Everybody is going to D.C. Y'all done paid Miami, honey. Ooh, y'all done paid the state of Florida work. That cesspool. Ooh.
Well, Miami fucked up, though. Miami fucked up too many times.
Yeah, Miami is nothing but a breeding ground of disease and disaster.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's no shade to the Miami girls. I mean, I'm not reading y'all, but y'all know what y'all fucking give.
Oh?
I know, I hear y'all. No, I was reading some. Hold on. 347-891, you're on the air.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm tired.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Alexis.
I didn't know it was you, Alexis. Alexis, girl, I need a hug.
I need one too, Jasmine. I'm at work.
Girl, she drove me crazy, Alexis.
Girl, you should be glad you have a job, honey.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't ever get it twisted. I'm glad I got a job.
Yeah.
She drove you crazy, Jasmine?
Oh, my God.
Now you see how we feel. See, it's different. It's different with talking with it over the phone and having to deal with it personally.
It was too much.
You ain't gonna give too much to Kelly, honey. Y'all not gonna give too much now.
It was too much. She knows it too. I was ready to strangle her. I could give the last hour just my recap of Kelly.
Oh, she must have did something.
We're not going to talk about media. We're not going to talk about media. We're going to talk about Klepto Kelly during the last hour.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
She told me she was a virgin.
Baby.
No.
Baby, she was purging and I was purging from her. Every time she purged, I snatched something from her. I said, well, baby, I'm losing a lot of weight, so now I could fit your sizes. I'm taking that, I'm taking that, I'm taking that. So I was taking shit from her. She was getting tight.
Just to let y'all know, when Jasmine says she's over something or she's a little plucked about something, that means Kelly's been wah-wah-wah around her.
Jasmine, Kelly has a problem. She has a serious illness, and that's just how she deals with it. She can't help it.
She said that it's not a problem. I said, girl, you have a problem. She said, no, it's not a problem. I only do it when I need it. Well, bitch, you needed it every 5 fucking minutes. You got to love her, though.
You haven't seen nothing till she go to the grocery store, Jasmine. Okay.
Well, we went to the grocery store.
Oh, well,
we
baby.
Went everywhere, honey. It was a lot. And then she looks at me and says, like a little kid. She's so cute about it, though. She looks at me like a little kid and be like, what? But what? Oh, God. Miss Becky, you're on the air.
Really, Beck? Really, Becky?
When you were
Hello?
I'm going to miss Becky. I'm really going to miss Becky over this summer, Becky. I'm going to need you to come back this fall. I need you to be a regular this fall because I'm going to look forward to all your intros every week, bitch. They are a key.
I'm going to be a regular. But let me tell y'all how the cons are going to get paid.
Okay.
Oh, baby. Y'all think they giving out money?
Yes, they
are. Gonna have all that money because how they strategize over that weekend and collaborated with those things, you know, those people for that weekend, baby, they're gonna be paid.
They making money every day.
And they gonna see all type of ads and girls coming out with new titties and work and ass and still. Bitch.
Yeah.
New votes and sex and shit. You know they ain't gonna have to lay on the floor or nothing.
Also, I can't wait to see the new Oprah.
Hold on, wait. Back in what you just said.
You heard me play it. When this show off, you play it over.
Okay.
Wait, so there's an... Oh, I didn't even catch. So there's a new overall mother in the House of Khan?
Yes.
Who was it, Paris?
Oh.
Nope.
We haven't heard that one in a while. With all the balls that's been coming up, we haven't been hearing about a lot of debuts happening lately. This looks, you know, this is, that's why I like house balls. When a house ball comes, it's always something good that's going to happen. That's why I like house balls. All these Mr. and Mrs. giving a ball together and this one and that one giving a ball. It's always something about a house ball that I love. It's
so
old about the thing.
They do have an overall mother debut in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, you ain't watched that
scene.
I've been wondering about
it tonight.
Because I can't say too much about it because of certain contracts I have.
Certain contracts.
You got a contract.
That's what y'all should have asked him while he was on his phone. Well, who's the overall mother, sir?
And the answer would have been, I'll see you on Monday morning.
Yeah, but you know what the shade is? The shade is shit may change, though, by the ball time, because you know how femme queens get.
You know how
femme queens get when, you know, when it's ball time and all of a sudden, you
Lord,
know.
Pull up to my inbox, sweetie. You seem like you know a lot.
Baby, that last con ball ended at 11 o'clock in the morning. Going to 12 o'clock.
This one ain't gonna be ending till Monday night.
I think so, because
it's not starting till 3 a.m. They said they open the doors at 3 a.m. Like, come on now, that ball ain't gonna start till about 7 a.m.
And that's when
Don't be surprised if we're doing a live recap.
Right.
We'll be doing a live show that evening, honey. We just got to. We on legendary performance right now.
Girls, okay.
Honey, you was breathing on the phone mighty hard, J-Rock.
I want to say this to the girls that's coming to D.C. Now, for y'all girls that's going to this ball Sunday night, can y'all please promise y'all see if y'all going to get y'all some rest Saturday night? Like, you know, a few hours before the ball, get you some sleep and stuff. Because I don't want you coming to the ball looking all crazy because you've been up all day on Saturday and then you just rush to the ball Sunday morning. Like, baby.
First of all, Laura.
I mean, not Sunday morning, I mean Sunday night.
Girls don't sleep on the weekends, honey.
I mean, sleep on Sunday. I mean, get your sleep on Sunday and then be ready for the ball Sunday night, I mean. If you don't get your sleep in on Sunday, you want to go out and party and mingle and be on that stuff and, you know, you be up for 48 hours.
But, yeah, that's all. They don't sleep on the weekends, baby. Girls, I know, when they on that shit, baby, they going to be at every ball early waiting outside.
What do they be on?
They be on coke. The girls that I know,
they
be...
No, they don't be on no coke, honey. You know what they be on. Let's not play the game.
I don't know what kind of coke they be on, bitch.
Who is Alexis?
Yes.
Alexis. Sis.
Yes.
I said every time when you're going to be on the line, I'm going to say.
as much as I indulge, you see, you don't never see me looking like a fucking raccoon when I'm sitting at a phone show.
No, you don't. Well, bitch, when you be at that table, bitch, you be stuck, girl.
Hold on, girl. What you know about that table?
Oh, no. I'm about to go make some coffee, y'all, so hold it down for me for a minute. And somebody find Michi because it's his topic, but he never called in yet. But I'll be right back, y'all.
I think it was him calling me. Hold on for a second.
He in a different time zone. He didn't get the memo. I keep it low.
I'll be right back, y'all. Go ahead.
Violence. So what's up, y'all? Hi, everybody on the phone. What's going on?
J-Rock.
What's up,
J-Rock? He said he can't get through. I'm about to send you his phone number.
What's up, Becky? Jasmine
hey.
On the phone right now, Jason.
Hey, Laura.
Jasmine on the phone. Jason.
Hi.
Jasmine on the phone right now. She said she was stepping away for a minute.
Okay, then I guess, well, I don't have access to switchboard, so I guess he will have to wait till she come back. But somebody's going to have to click over and call him.
Well, Ms. Prada.
I don't
know. Alexis, why are you not coming? You got to work.
Yeah, I have to work Monday night.
Oh, Monday night on Memorial Day?
Yeah. Yep.
What you gotta work on Monday for? I thought that office was closed on
My office is open 24 hours. I live work in a residential building.
She keep it low, can be cold.
Oh, you don't work for you don't work for the
I work for the outside.
All right, you on
outside.
The phone with everybody. You ain't getting no intro tonight because Jasmine ain't at her phone. Who
that?
That's
Michi.
Michi,
why
I
lead this topic like that?
What?
Well, we was waiting for you, Michi, to start your topic. So now that you're
here.
Yeah, because
you and Alexis was just talking that you and Alexis had started up that topic and it was getting cute. So y'all might as well go ahead and get this thing in.
Alexis was doing what?
Oh,
y'all
Lord.
Started that topic for girl. Okay, look, Michi, if you
hide,
get
night,
off the phone.
For Monday night.
Yeah. Okay. You know, like you was ready to
okay.
Text me just now, Brista.
Okay.
She said what?
Well, good evening, everyone. I mean, I do apologize for the lateness. I've been in a rehearsal. I've been running around.
You apologize for that.
A lot. You said what?
If you're late, you're late.
Oh.
Who was that talking?
Wow.
Is there y'all added somebody else? Oh, Lord Jesus.
I ain't recognize that voice myself.
That sound like Justin trying to disguise his voice. That's what it sounds like.
I don't think Justin on here.
I was on New Wave.
But no, the topic that we were going into on Monday is pretty much validation within the gay community, ballroom community. I sat at a panel discussion with a LGBTQT, I might be saying it wrong, but an LGBTQT.
Lesbian,
gay, bisexual, question, transgender. Yo, however it goes, I don't know how to fill up a lineup here. Okay, well, thank you for the correction.
He said LGBTQC.
No,
but,
I'm serious.
Anyway,
I'm serious. What does the Q stand for?
Questioning. Like asking.
Questioning.
You don't know.
I just said
you don't know what
questioning. Yeah.
Yeah.
When did they ask?
No,
that's Alexis. That's
baby,
how they
that's
on the West Coast. That's that West Coast shit, honey.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No,
well,
it's
no,
not.
Well,
no, they
have it
it's
at the,
been
the center. One of the youth centers here in Sacramento, who was where I haven't really gained that ballroom aspect of it. So they kind of like when they asked, they were talking about peer pressures and people being in the gay community being under peer pressure, depression, oppression, just a lot of different things. And not being able to talk about it or having that outlet to talk to people about it. I guess there was a white female transgender girl who committed suicide out here, I guess, a few months ago due to the pressures of the gay community or her gay lifestyle or her transition
wow.
or whatever was going on with her. So they had a discussion, and they wanted to kind of shine a light on it. I was asked to come out, and I went out, and I sat there on their panel, and then they kind of targeted towards ballrooms. And someone asked me, they were like, you know, you being a ballroom participant, did you look to ballroom for validation? And I was like, what? I'm like,
yeah,
you know, so it's kind of like,
hold on.
I answered the question.
I just got my coffee, and I hear Michi. How he get on the line?
He's on my phone, but he can. But he, you just, but you need to call him. And Rodney needs somebody to call him also. I was about to sign in a switchboard. What's your best man?
Hi, Michi. Yeah. How are you?
Hey, Jazzy. How are you doing, Seth?
Jazzy,
how
are
you?
Did you say Jazzy?
I was about to say, Becky, you don't miss nothing.
Jazzy, you heard me?
Mm? You said clear the line.
Rodney, clear the line so you can call in. You may want to
All right, let Ronnie know to start dialing now. If y'all calling in private, sweetie, I'm sorry for y'all private girls. I got to get rid of y'all. Unless
Meet
y'all
hang
press
up and call
one
in.
And y'all some... Meet you hang up and call in. Rodney call in.
It's some niggas knocking at that door. All I heard was doorbells when you was gone, Jasmine.
That's my cell phone. They just...
That's my job. Yeah, I thought that's
my job.
Oh, I thought
it was a switchboard.
That's a electric job. You know when one of those girls come walking the door, honey, and they make that noise.
Nigga.
That's what it sounds like.
Nigga.
Yeah, right. patient.
All right, now we bring them on the correct way.
Ow.
I'm so mad that y'all know that song.
That song goes off. Okay.
Hold on real quick, honey.
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit. Nigga, that's...
You smell like bullshit.
Are you awake now, J-Rock?
Bullshit.
Are you awake, J-Rock?
I've been awake this whole time, and you said, why am I breathing? And I kept saying, I'm not breathing, but I guess y'all didn't hear me.
Yeah,
I was trying to ask.
On the phone and stuff. That's why they said you were talking low.
No, because I was actually trying to ask DJ Khan a question, and I was like, why can't he hear me? But I was on mute.
No, you weren't on
what
mute.
What was the question, B?
No, you weren't on mute. We had asked him. No, you weren't on mute, J-Rock, because when you first got on the phone, we was like, hello, and then you kept saying hello, but you was saying it real low, like your phone was fucking
like
up.
You was fucking.
I'm telling you.
No, that was because that's because I was trying to pick my phone up off the floor when I had dropped it, so, because I remember you said speak up, you said speak up and get something out your throat.
J-Rock.
Yeah.
What were you doing? What did you have in your throat, and why was the phone on the floor?
Because I was leaning over the bed trying to get the goddamn plug in there.
That's that bullshit.
Wait. You was leaning over the bed trying to get in there. What?
No, I was trying to put the plug in the phone, the charger in the phone, and I dropped it.
While that dick was in her, she was trying to charge that phone up, so she leaned over the bed, honey, while the child was on top of her.
You
can picture it already.
Anyway.
Picture it right now.
Anyway.
I was really picturing it. Yes, Laura, I definitely was picturing it. Oh, honey.
Y'all are... Validation.
Hold on, Rodney's trying to get on the line. Can somebody find out if Rodney is on or do I need to call him?
He said thank you, so I think he got on. Let me check and see. Let me check my inbox again.
Okay.
Tell Rodney to call me. All
right, so I'm sorry, Michi. I stepped away, but go ahead, Michi. The floor is yours, sweetie pumpkin pie.
He's just listening. He's on the line. He's just listening.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, so the question was asked regarding validation and did I ever look to or do I look to ballroom as far as validation? Now, my answer to the question was no, I don't, and I never have looked for validation from ballroom. But then again, as we got to talking and got to talking about different situations, you know, someone was like, well, you walk a ball. You know, there's like, you know, how does it run? I was like, you have a panel of judges. You go up there based on the category. The judges score you your 10s based on that category. And then they pick each person. You know, you battle, and then, you know, you come out with your winner. And so they was like, okay, well, is that not a form of validation? I was like, well, how can it be a form of validation? Because one thing with me is when I walk and I walk out there, whether I get my 10s or not, to me within my head, I'm already a 10. So that's why I don't get offended or I'm not going to go crazy or try to tear the ball down because I got chopped.
because to me, I feel I'm already a 10. I got it. Critique is always going to cut. You always will be critiqued on something. You critique at work. You critique at school. You critique at church. You critique on your job. I mean, you are, critiquing is always something. So, you know, if you want someone to critique me, no, I wouldn't take that personally. But however, you know, I do feel, you know, as I begin, that whole conversation, that whole discussion kind of actually has been like kind of marinating on me. And I really wanted to bring it to the floor, to the radio station, because that was actually kind of deep of how many people actually look to Baldwin for validation, and those that look for validation, is that the reason why so many act out as bald? Because at the end of the day, I mean, come on, if it's not a cash category, your trophy ain't going to aim but, what, like $5 to go down and get a little plastic trophy, unless, of course, you know, somebody went inside the Matrix and, you know, bought some very grand old trophies. So, you know, it's real different. It's real, real different. So, I mean, my question to everyone, well, let me start with the ballroom, people that are affiliated with ballroom, not saying that anyone else does not have an opinion, because I want everyone's opinion, and everybody's opinion is valid, but just with the ballroom, people that participate in ballroom, I know J-Rock is on the line. Laura, are you on the line? Is Laura on the line?
I'm here.
Alexis, you guys said Alexis was on too?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on, I'll give you a breakdown, okay. Michi. We got myself, Jason, myself, Jason, Justin, Shamika, Laura, Alexis, Becky, J-Rock, and we have a 347-278. You're on the air.
What up, y'all? Just to jump in before everybody else start answering, I think it is seeking a form of validation. When you, regardless of the category, you want to be validated as to whether or not you're doing it the right way. You want to know if you're walking the right way, if you're voguing or dancing the right way, and all of that is, you know, seeking validation.
Okay, now, you hold on. You said something. You said you want
to
know
if
you're walking the right way.
We'll get to the caller in a second. Okay, thank you, caller. Was that Ty?
No, I think that was Ty.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Bishop. I'm sorry, not Bishop.
Okay.
Michi.
So I just want to ask everyone going in order. I'm going to save Jasmine for last because I really want to get her answer on this, and I want her to be really detailed about it.
You already know, honey. Start from the top.
Yeah,
and work my way down. Jason?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jason.
I think when we had this conversation earlier, it kind of got moved.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. Save Jason for the end because, oh, yeah. Save Jason and Justin down there with you, Jasmine. We had a heat. They made me late for rehearsal, them two right there earlier tonight. So, Alexis, can you kind of give me your take on that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on, hold on real quick. Somebody's breathing very heavily into the phone.
Very heavy.
So can y'all work on that for real? Because it sounds very sexual. But if you want to go down, and I heard a lot of heavy breathing over the past few days, and I just can't continue to listen to all that breathing anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, go ahead.
Jasmine, go ahead and do the name.
Okay. You know, honestly, when I first came to ballroom, it wasn't about a validation. It was fun because I really didn't know much about it. But once you, like I said on Monday, once you get into it and you start getting your life, it's not subconsciously. It's not really about, I don't know, I'm not going to say it's not about validation, but when you start getting your life, you start to become consumed in it. And a lot of people don't know how to get out of it, and they end up 45, 50, 65 years old worrying about an icon or a legendary status.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where the validation comes from, because you have been in it so long that your real life has passed you by. And I'm kind of grateful that my life has took me in the direction that it has, that I have become more focused on self and my real life, that's where my validation comes from now. But yet and still, you do have people who are worried about
the next function, or when am I going to get my status, or when, and then you worry about when you get your status in ballroom, but yet and still you're still living at home, you're still living with your mother, you're still you don't have nothing going for yourself. At the end of the day, if you go into a ball and you come home to someone else's house, you need to take your priorities and get them together. Because if you don't have your own area code, zip code, or whatever to come home to, your life is null and void. So your validation really means nothing because you can't do anything with that validation. A lot of people need to take into consideration that at the end of the day, legendary, and a lot of people are like, oh, now you want to talk about legendary this. But, bitch, please, your legendary father, whoever, and you and two other girls are sharing a two-bedroom apartment, and, you know, y'all just don't have y'all life together.
Sharing a studio.
Oh, my God. I needed this coffee and Alexis to wake me the fuck up, and she just did. Yes. That's what I've been saying.
A lot of people fail to realize, like, you know, me personally, like, I just got put out of the house of Chanel, you know, and it's nothing towards them because they'll always be that. But me personally, it made me realize that it's time for me to focus on me. You know, when I went back to the house to come back, I told them that, you know, listen, I work now. So me running from city to city, state to state, ball to ball, it's not my life no more. I think over the past year I've been to two balls. The whole year, you know. I remember one time, it was a time where I would beat the road down, city to city, state to state, trying to make every ball, trying to remain relevant in a world that doesn't give two fucks about me. We need to realize that where our priorities are, a lot of people don't, and they get consumed, and they get lost. And sometimes people find their way away from it, and sometimes people don't. Just be glad that some people still do find their way away from it.
Okay. Thank you, Alexis. Laura?
I personally think that I think everybody that ever walked a ball has one time or another tried to get validation. They may not realize it, but I think we've all done it at least once or twice. Because when you first go into a scene, you first, you know, look at it, you know, you spectate, and then when you join it, it's like you don't know really what's going on, so you're just having fun. But once you get into your category and then you have a judge say, oh, well, you should bring it this way or that way. So if that judge is on the panel, you know not to wear this or you know not to do this. So evidently you're seeking validation because you don't want to get shot. So it's like I feel like we all, you know, one way or another, we try to seek validation. Now, I think when you get to a certain point in life, I feel like that you should not be trying to seek validation. Like, for example, I feel like if you're up in age or if you're just up at a point in your life where you just don't want to do the balls anymore or if you're at a point where you don't have enough funds to do what you need to do and you're not – and the ball says it's wasting your money, it's just taking everything out of you, I think at that point you just need to walk away from it. It's just no shame. But girls don't seem to, you know, feel that way. They want to keep being, having that validation. They want to keep their girlfriends that's legends and icons that's broke and, you know, everything else. And it's like, I don't personally understand it, but I mean, to each his own, it's like whatever. Like nowadays, I don't even walk balls anymore. I just come to balls to just spectate, and I have my kids walk or whatever, and I support them. But I just don't feel like I need to walk a ball any longer because I think that it's not entertaining to me at all. It's not what it used to be. And I'm pretty sure Alexis could agree with me with that. Like, it's just not what it used to be at all.
You know what, Lauren?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Never mind. Go ahead. I'll wait.
All right. Becky, what is your opinion on validation and what Michi is talking about?
Can Michi ask the question again? Because I want to give a brief response, you know.
So the question is, do you feel, well, if you've been a part of ballroom or people, or if you are not or never have been, people that you know have been a part of ballroom just from your understanding and visual, you know, experience or personal, however, do you look to ballroom or have you ever looked to ballroom for validation?
Well, I honestly can say this. When I first started, I didn't know what I was doing. So in my category,
I didn't think that I was looking for. I don't look for validation in the ballroom scene to answer that question. But back then, I was mostly just competitive because I thought I didn't know what I was doing. I thought you had to be competitive. But when I started traveling, and I see what you were supposed to do in my category, and you know, it kind of gained a little confidence because I didn't have any for that category because I was being judged by these people. I didn't know what was going on. But then after that, I personally don't seek validation from the ballroom scene because I know how I look. I know what I can do. I know how to do my makeup. I know how I walk into the streets, you know. I know that I can transform into something beautiful. So I don't think I need any validation from the scene. That was pretty much it.
Okay. J-Rock?
Hello?
I think you're looking for
the charger
again.
No, I always put my phone on mute so y'all won't be blaming it on me that I'm breathing heavy and shit. But anyways, I think a lot of people get validation mixed up with feeling relevant because my thing is I think that we need but if you in something, you're going to want validation in anything that you do. I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong to want validation because if you don't want validation, why are you doing it? That's just like with me. I'm not the person to sit up here and say, oh, you know, ballroom ain't did nothing for me and blah, 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 blah. I'm one of the people on the opposite end. I have validation in real life, but sometimes in your, you know, when you got to look at it. When you're a professional and you really high at a certain thing that you do, whether it's anything in your professional life, sometimes you got to think about your downtime and your hobbies. Do you even have hobbies? Do you do anything, or do you just work your ass to death and then died and never had any kind of fun? Then when you start having this fun and you come out on this scene, I'm the first person to tell you, just like when I Vogue or something, I send my Vogue. I want certain people to look at my Vogue, certain people to look at my realness that already know what it is, so I'll feel if I'm doing it right. If they say, okay, J-Rock, you did that, I know that I'm doing it the right way, or I know that I can entertain because I'm a competitor. Now, do I need it to feel relevant? Fuck no, because it really don't matter, because if ballroom died today, I'll still find something else to fucking do. But validation, yes, I do need that person that know what the fuck it is, or that judge that know what it is to get my 10s. If I didn't want to get my 10s, I would never walk. If I'm just walking up there to just say, oh, I'm just going to walk. No, I do want to get my goddamn 10s. I'm not going to travel all the way across the map to get chopped. That's just stupid. That's a waste of fucking money and a waste of time. So, it does happen, but my thing is, like I said, it's not necessarily that you need validation. Is do you want validation? And if you do, I think it's a difference in validation and feeling relevant. I think some people, they do it to feel relevant. And then if you're trying to, it depends on what you're trying to get validation in the ballroom for. And on another thing, you know what I'm saying? Because you can be trying to get validation to see if you can get as much dick as you want. You can see if you're trying to get validated. You can be trying to get a legendary status and fuck everybody all the way up to the highest icon to get your status. That's a different kind of validation. You see what I'm saying?
But then you got people like me
that would tell an icon or a legend, you can fuck out my motherfucking ass if you think I'm going to kiss yours. But on another note, like when people say ballroom don't do nothing for you or something like that, I beg to differ because tomorrow I check out of my command and I'm getting a very prestigious award for something that I did through ballroom, but it's all about how you present it. I'm about to get an outstanding volunteer service medal, which is points towards my next rank, which means more money for me. But I did this through ballroom and working with the health departments and the M Society and all this stuff. I would have never known about none of that shit had I not got into ballroom and started opening up avenues for the gay community to come out and express themselves, get tested, do all these kind of things. Them hours have got me something that's going to contribute to my real life. So it's all about how you use it.
I think, J-Rock, your situation is totally different. Because
not fully.
Well, I mean, well, this is my thing, because your life, your real life, has so much, is on track. My thing is the people who seek validation in a ballroom in their real life, if
We'll get to that. Let's give everybody a chance, but we can definitely get to that. Because y'all are 100% on point. Yeah, write it down, because I've been writing notes over here. But y'all hear this pen, honey, I'm going.
long as you ain't typing
right,
with the long-ass nails.
No, I'm not typing tonight. I'm writing. All right, so Michi, you just saved Justin and Jason for last because they made you late for work. So, okay, so go ahead, Jason.
Can I read something real quick?
Okay. When we had the conversation,
Who wanted to read something? I think it was me.
I just wanted to break down the definition of validation is what I'm looking at when it comes concerned to ballroom, because like I said, it's been marinating, so I've really been like really on this whole validation thing. And one of the definitions of validation is to recognize, establish, or illustrate the worthiness or legitimacy of. So to me, that it would be related, because you walk a ball, you go to a category, and you want them to recognize you for your category, and then the fact that you're worthy enough to walk that category and get your 10. So, you know, Webster Dictionary would consider that a form of validation.
Okay. Go ahead, Jason.
So go ahead, Jason.
Okay. For me, I think it starts, like I told them, the validation thing starts at, oh, my God, really? You want to start barking tonight? You actually, anyway. The validation to me starts at home, and it should have started with your mother and your father. So because they didn't give you the validation that you were looking for, you then turn to another group of people to validate you, to tell you, oh, you look good, oh, you're this, oh, you're that. But then these same people say, I don't want to be judged. But you go before a panel of maybe 6 to 12 people, and at the end of the day, these people are judging you. So even when we say we don't need someone else's validation, you're actually saying that you do. And it's because it's something to be validated to me means, for me it means, okay, you need somebody else to tell you something that you already should have known about yourself. It feels good when someone says, oh, yes, you did a good job, thank you, and you're appreciated, because you need that sometimes. But it's not something that if you don't get it, like, for instance, for me and you, Jasmine, okay, if you never say to me again, Jason, you do a good job with your show, I'm not going to stop living. My life is still going to go on, and I'm going to still do the things that I need to do, because in my real life, I'm validated by the things that I do every day. I'm validated the fact that I got up and I was able to go to work. So that's how I look at it. And it's like it's those low self-esteem girls that, to me, that they didn't get it at home, mommy, daddy, their sisters, their brothers, nobody else told them they were worth something. So then they come to a community where they latch on and they make their own families with somebody else, and then those people sometimes don't tell them that they're worth something. So it's a circle where they're just going to keep reaching and reaching and running around in a circle till they can find somebody that's going to actually stand them still and say, you are worth something. You are somebody.
Okay. All right. And Justin.
Hey, as far as me, as far as validation within the scene, kind of I look at it in the respect of myself. Like initially when I came into the scene, I was more so looking for it from my friends, because we were walking, we were trying to do whatever we were doing, and the people that I had been looking up to as far as, you know, different categories and stuff like that, I was looking for them to acknowledge me for whatever it was I was doing at that time. Eventually, as I got older, more so for me, I wanted my paycheck to validate me. No shade. I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I looked at it, and I think the last time I actually walked, and no shade, I did get shot when I walked or whatever, because I looked the key. But at the same time, it summed it for me, for the money that I was spending for it. But I just, you know, for me, when I look at it, is it worth it? And for some girls, if you have put this is all your life, this is what you basically invested your life into, then, yeah, I guess this would they getting on that runway, getting in front of that panel would be somewhat validating yourself. You know, if you're not solely invested into this, then no, it wouldn't matter that much to you. Mm-hmm. But if I've been, you know, I don't really have anything else to live for but ballroom, mm-hmm. and I get in front of the panel and they chop me, it's going to make me go 38 high on you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think a lot of people get it or understand it, but if you don't live that life, then you wouldn't understand. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that was my take on the whole situation.
Okay. I guess it's my turn, but, baby, when I start going, I'm not going to stop. So y'all get prepared for that. But before I go, I'm just going to take one call because, you know, they pressed one. I'm going to take one call and then I'm just going to go in. Private caller, you're on the air.
Oh.
Hello?
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 Private caller, you're on the air.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Can you
listen to that? Hello, can y'all hear me? Yes,
hey.
Yes, we can. Hi, good morning, everybody. How are y'all? This is my first time ever tuning into this radio station, and y'all woke me the fuck up. Like, I'm loving every bit of it this far. And, you know, my view take on validation, like, when you first get into the scene, it's like everybody looks to be validated. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Because when I first came to the scene, I was 18. And I never forget, I went to a ball, and it's the excitement, it's the competition, you know, it's the love. You get what I'm saying? But it's like every mm-hmm. kid I've talked to, they always guided me in a direction where put your life first, put your
mm-hmm.
life first. And it's like I'm blessed because at 28, I have my own apartment, I'm getting ready to start school in the fall, and I work. So it's like, boom, did teach me a lot, but it's like it is validation, I say to a degree, only
mm-hmm.
because it's like if you walk, it's like you want your chance because you want your effect to be known. You want to be seen. You want that, you know, that excitement. You want people to go up for you. You get
right.
what I'm saying? Regardless if you have a life outside of the ball, because it's like you come to the ball for entertainment. You come to compete because it's a very competitive sport. You
mm-hmm.
get what I'm saying? So it's like I feel it matters, but then in the same breath of talking, it shouldn't matter as much. You know what I'm saying? Only a tiny bit. If you have a life outside of the bowling team, then it will only affect you a little bit. Because, you know, nobody can not say that they could spend $1,000 for a effect and walk to a ball, you know what I'm saying, and get chopped and don't feel a turn taken away. But even though you are getting validated for that chop and for the effect, because it's like, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all seen many boards where somebody will get chopped and the crowd will go crazy because it's like they didn't deserve that chop. You get what I'm saying? But they got that validation from the crowd, like, okay, well, you know, he made his presence known or she made her presence known. So it's like any way you look at it, it's some degree of validation.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Michi, I want to hear your opinion really quickly one more time before I say what I got to say, and then I'll go to the other callers.
No,
but
please
Michi,
hurry
just
up.
Really your, but Michi, your opinion really one more time. What do you feel about validation? What was your overall opinion?
Again, when they first asked me the question, my answer was no. I've never looked for ballroom for any form of validation. I felt that, you know, I felt my category. I felt it was something I could pull off. I felt once I hit the floor, you know, in my mind, I was already a 10, whether it was a 10 or a chop in somebody else's eyes.
Okay.
So, you know, I felt like I already validated myself. But, however, because I went into a panel of, like Jason said, 6 to 12 judges, you know, and I wanted their 10. So that one chop would kind of be like, oh, wow, like what? You know, and it kind of, you know,
okay.
It does something to you, but, you know, I didn't take it personal.
Okay, okay. All right. Really quickly, yeah,
J-Buck. No, I just was going to ask, you know, because before you answer the question, the caller had hit on something that I was going to say before he said it. You know, I feel like there's two types of validation. Like me, I'm the kind of person that I really could care less what the actual judges think, but a lot of people in ballroom, believe it or not, as well as pageant world, are entertainers. So the crowd is what gets me. Like, if I don't hear a crowd, if I can't make you laugh, if I can't make you feel good, if I can't make you feel a certain way to be like, yes, then I'll be like, okay, well, I must be turning. But I like making people go up. I like making people laugh. I like making people cry. It's just like that entertainment factor. And I was just wondering, do anybody else see it in that way? Do you got some people that need validation from the crowd, and then there are some people that need validation from the judges?
I think in some ways,
hold on, y'all. We'll get to all the little questions afterwards. Let me just say what I got to say really quickly. Who's breathing like that?
That was me, Jasmine. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll check the kitchen over there. What do you got to say? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I can wait for you. I can wait till you finish.
Okay. I'm going to use you as an example in this, Alexis. Real quickly, though, y'all need to really mute your phones because I'm getting a whole bunch of sound effects, y'all. Y'all know how I feel about them damn sound effects. Let me tell y'all something about validation, and this is just my opinion. You guys don't have to agree with it or not. This is coming from somebody that, you know, I've been in corporate world for so long. I've been a boss for so long. When it comes to you doing a job, to me, that's not validation. That's you doing your job, okay? So that's the difference when it comes to all of this. When you sit there and you walk a category and you're competing for that trophy, to me, that's not validation. That is you being a competitor, and you're going out there to win. That's just like what Alexis is doing right now, sitting behind a desk doing her job. She's not sitting there doing that job for validation. She's sitting there doing that job to earn what is given to her based on what she is supposed to be doing. The same thing when you guys walk these categories. That, to me, is not validation. Now, if someone acknowledges you for what you did, then by all means, you did a good job. But to me, again, that's not validation. Validation, and there's an old term for it. Seeking validation from others is basically like saying, tell me who I am, tell me what I have done, tell me what I am worth. That is what validation is. Now, there's a thing that happened with balls that wasn't always there. And this is how you guys got your validation. It wasn't with the category. It wasn't what when you hit that runway and you won or you got chopped. None of that was validation. Validation started with balls at the beginning before the ball called when you were called out for LSS. That was your validation. If the commentators called you out for LSS that night before the ball hit, that means that, bitch, you have made a stamp.
You have arrived.
If it was the last couple of balls, if it was what you've done at the last mini ball or the last major ball, if you have been making it known at the last couple of ones, they were stamping you that night. They were validating you that night during LSS. When you get called out for LSS, that is your validation. That is when they call you out, Alexis, da-da-da-da-da, and that's, bitch, that's when you can walk up there to that commentator and look around and say, bitch, tell me who I am. Tell me what I'm worth. Tell me, bitch, yes, I turned the last category. That is validation. Walking up there in a category, getting a $1,000 effect, doing what you're supposed to do is not validation. That's in my eyes. It's the same thing as a boss. If you come into my office and you are supposed to be working, you are doing your job. You are working. But if you're putting that extra umph in it and I am acknowledging it, how do I validate you? I validate you by giving you a raise. I validate you by giving you an incentive. I validate you by making you employee of the month or something of that nature. Those are the validations of real life, real society. That is when you start to realize yes, I am doing good. There's a lot of people who go to their job and they do their regular 9-to-5 or whatever, and that's all they do. They go to work. They don't put no extra into it. They just go and do what they got to do, and they walk out and they walk out and go home. What did they do? There ain't no validation in that, bitch. You went into work and you went home. That was it. But you didn't put that extra into it. And when you do that extra, that's how you get acknowledged. If you're walking a category, you're not doing the extra. You're going out there, you're doing your category, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're hoping to be better that night and win. It's being better that night over the other people that are walking the same category. That's how I feel about that. Again, I'm hearing a lot of sound effects, y'all. Please mute your phones because I want to get this point across and I want to go over these notes really quickly. Now, when you say life compared to ballroom, that is my opinion on life compared to ballroom. That's, again, what I feel. Now, somebody brought up, can people like J-Rock and other people out there, can they do things from ballroom and take it to the next step? And is that a form of validation? Of course it is, because somebody else is acknowledging you for your talent. Again, you overstep the bounds of walking a category. You overstep the bounds of being acknowledged by the ballroom scene. Now you're taking it to another level. You're out there maybe dancing in other companies. You're on reality shows. You're a fashion designer. You're working with fashion designers. You're actually modeling. You're not walking just a category, but you're being seen by other people. Yes, you have made a stamp in what you were doing, and you took it to the next level. And that's what a lot of people do. But like other people were saying, people get caught up in those LSSs. People get caught up. They want to be called out. Can you call me out for LSS? Oh, I'm in the building. Can you call me out? Because those are the ones that are seeking the validation badly. Because they want to get called out. Bitch, I got to get there because they're about to do LSS. I got to get there for LSS. That's all they care about is LSS. A lot of people stop walking categories. All they want to do is walk LSS. That because why? They feel that is the validation that they need, and that's what they continue to need, like that motherfucking hit, like that drug. That's what it is. But no, you don't need other people to tell you who you are and tell you what you're worth. You need to tell yourself who you are and what you're worth. You need to take what you have and say, yes, I did a good job, but is this all I want? Is it just me going out there being called for LSS or winning this trophy or this grand prize? Can't I take what I have and take it to the next level? A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people just settle for the same thing. And like Alexis said also earlier, you have people that seek all this validation, all this acknowledgement and stuff, but at the end of the evening, when they walk out of that building, they have nothing to go home to. They don't even have a home to go to. This young man just called in right now and said that he has a job. He's going to school this fall. He has his own place. Those are things that, in all honesty, that's not a really validation, no shade. That's something that you all should fucking have.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of life. That is a part of life, to be able to survive and to take care of yourself. That's not validation. That is life. The validation that you give, you don't seek it from other people. You look in the mirror and say, bitch, I did this. I finally have my own place. I finally have a good and steady job. I finally have a car. I finally am getting myself into school, and I'm seeking something in school now that I like. It's not me going to high school and I got to take all these courses that I'm not going to even know. I'm not going to even deal with when I go out there in the real world. You know, history, science, social studies. No, you can take a course now that you wanted to. Cosmetology. Whatever you want to do, you can go to school and do that. You can be who you want to be. And you look in that mirror and tell yourself that you did it. That is the only validation you ever need when it comes to real life. That is really all you need. But there's a lot of people out there that still seek it from other people. They feel that I have to hear this from other people. I have to be told that I'm pretty. I have to be told that I look good. I have to be told that I did a good job. No, you really don't, in all honesty. I know it feels good. Jason brought it up earlier. And everybody, it always makes someone to feel good. It always makes yourself feel good when somebody acknowledges you. I don't call that validation, but to be acknowledged. Even like with me and my weight loss and stuff, if I every once in a while when I post a picture, it always feels good for someone to say, oh, my God, Jasmine, you look so good. You're losing weight. I can see it. And that makes me feel good. But do I wait for people to say that to me? Or do I say, bitch, keep doing what you need to do. Get in that gym. Eat that food right. Do what you got to do. I look in the mirror, and I'm proud of myself for what I've done. I'm happy that now I can walk down my driveway and not break into sweat. I can walk my dog around my circle in my neighborhood and not feel like I'm a pass out. I don't need no one to tell me, Jasmine, you're doing good. When I can walk and get back and feel like I'm not going to die, I say to myself, bitch, you're doing a fucking good job. That's what I need. I don't need validation from no one. And no one out there should feel that they need it. No one should feel that they need it. And, Jason, you were right. A lot of this comes, unfortunately, it comes from home. Because, and I understand that, because of maybe who you were in life, maybe your parents didn't understand your lifestyle, maybe you came from a, you know, that type of background, and you didn't get the love from home, you didn't get the, you know, the acknowledgments from home, because I came from a home where it was very that. You know, all my grandmother did was yell and scream and complain, you know, when it was time to clean the house. And if I forgot a spot or I did it wrong, she would yell and scream. But she never said, oh, you did a good job. Oh, the house looks nice. No, she would say, oh, you left that there. You're not worth nothing. You don't know how to clean. Oh, there's spots on the window. You don't know what you're doing. And that really hurt. You know, that affected me. You know what I'm saying? That really affected me. So, of course, when you go out in the real world and you don't hear this and you get strangers, you know, I understand. Believe me, I'm with all you. I understand when you have strangers that tell you, you look good, you did a good job, da-da-da-da-da. It makes you feel good because you're like, damn, these people that don't even know me, they acknowledge me, but people at home never said shit. They couldn't even tell. My own family couldn't even tell me. They wouldn't even look at my report card and say, oh, baby, you did a good job. But I got teachers in school that's saying, wow, you did really good, and da-da-da-da-da. But when you take the report card home, your parents don't even acknowledge it. You know, so I understand where that comes from. But, sweetie, all y'all that's out there, that there's still more to it out there. Fuck who ain't acknowledge you in the home if they didn't do it. Fuck all that stuff. You have the power to look in the mirror and say to yourself that you're doing a good job. Alexis, one thing I love about this young lady is the fact of how she has shared with us over the past couple of years her full lifestyle. She never was no holds barred with it. She told you what she did, how she did it, how she paid the price for it, how she came out of it, what she got tired of doing, and to this day she's telling you how she's out there surviving and what she's doing. And do you think she seeks that validation from other people? No. Why? She's still sitting in her office right now at this time, working but still a part of us, to share with us. But she's out there doing what she needs to do. And at the end of the evening, where does she go home to? She don't go to somebody's floor. She don't go to somebody's couch. She don't go to the next person's house. She goes to her own establishment. And that's what everybody has the power to do. That's my opinion on it. That's just what I feel. If y'all agree or disagree, but that's
Jasmine, this is Laura. I agree with you. I just think that validation to me in the barroom thing, I think it's something that's common because people spend their hard-earned money to walk these balls, especially if you're traveling state to state and you go those and you do those three, four years where you're just going ball to ball to ball, so you want to get your life. So I understand all that because I've been there and done it. You know what I'm saying? I think we all have been there and done that. That really was into the ballroom scene. I just think that when
you
get to a certain point in life, I think there should be nothing. Like I think ballroom scene is like Hollywood, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, like when the artists first come out and they like that validation. Like everybody wants to be that bitch. So when you first come out, you would love to win that Grammy. You would love to win this award, that award. Like, you want that validation because it makes you feel like that you made that right choice. But once you've been in the music industry for a long period of time and you won many awards, like if you're a Mariah Carey or a Whitney Houston, it's like, bitch, you don't even need you don't even care about an award because, bitch, you got so many of them already. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you don't need that validation. That's what I think about the Ballroom scene. It's like when you get that legendary icon status, it's kind of like, well, I don't need no more validation. It's like, I already got what I needed. So, you know, that's cool. But nowadays, you don't get there. You got people that's legendary that need validation from icons to get icon status. Like, to me, the shit has changed, and that's what makes it, to me, where I feel like Ballroom scene is just, it has went haywire with this shit, with this whole validation topic and this whole thing.
Let me say this. When I first came out in 2006, when I first came to the scene, the only person who validation that I was seeking at the time because I was really scared was Stewart. Because Stewart was one of those people who sat on the panel and he would chop you. You didn't give a fuck. And it was, you know what I'm saying? But Stewart was just that. He was that bitch at that time. You get to a point in Ballroom where you realize, and this is not towards Stewart, that people who you are seeking validation from, that's all they have is that Ballroom. You understand what I'm saying? My thing is, if I can, at the end of the day, after Ballroom is over, after I've walked LSS, after I've walked my category, when I come home and I come to my own place, that I can, like Jasmine said, I can look in the mirror and say, I've done what I needed to do for myself. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people get caught up so long in it that they forget about that. You understand? They forget about going home or having their own. It's all about going to the next function. At what point in life do you get where you realize that, hold on, I have to, like Jasmine said, realize that I am somebody. And it's a lot of people in Ballroom that have a life outside of Ballroom, but at the same time, you have a people, bitches, you got. My biggest pet peeve, I hate to see people with money, you know, like Jasmine said, things that you just naturally should do. You understand? If you got a pair of Christian Louboutins, that's fine. You know, you're supposed to dress nice. You're supposed to show yourself appreciation because if you look good, you feel good. I hate people that post money on Facebook. Like,
oh my God,
are you not used to having anything? Are you from the slums that your mother didn't have anything or y'all was stealing peanut butter and jelly to eat, or you know, did you have a rough childhood that when you got to an age that you could take care of yourself, you had to let the whole world know?
Yeah.
Is that the validation that you see?
I've said this before many times. It's something that we just got to deal with. And I just give you a quick example of real life. I was sitting in my office one day, and I told one of my recruiters, I was like, "You did a good job." I was like, "Thank you. Always come through." The other recruiter, the younger one, he was around 22 years old, and he shouldn't have even been on recruiting duty, but he made his own recruiting duty at a young age. He said, "You'll never tell me thank you." Then I was like, "First of all, I don't have to tell you thank you because you're doing your job." Then he got mad and he kicked over the chair and everything. He was like, "Josh, you'll never tell me thank you. You'll never say nothing. I go out there, I bust my ass, I do," and I'm saying to myself, I'm like, "But that's your fucking job." And then I had to learn about millennials. A lot of these people under 25, they have to have validation. If they don't get validation, if they don't get a thank you, if they don't get a "you did a good job" or "you was on point," they will quit the job that they work at to seek another job that's going to give them kudos. So So bring that over into ballroom, those same kids that quit job and can't keep a job and don't know that that's part of working, that you're going to have those days you don't like. Sometimes your boss man not going to say thank you, so why would you quit your job? Bring that over into ballroom. I don't never get a thank you. I can't never get my 10s. Even if I get my 10s, they don't know me because it's politics. Oh, man, I don't want to do this no more because it's a girlfriend panel. Those are the same kids.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. And you're using that as an example for ballroom. Let me use an example in real world. I know people who out there who sit there, like you said, the ones under 25, the ones that go out there, they have their jobs and all that stuff, and of course they're happy because they have their jobs, they're getting acknowledged at work, so forth and so on. And, you know, they're happy. But as soon as one little thing goes wrong, one little thing, they got written up, maybe something happened, they got, you know, a verbal warning, maybe, you know, they got pulled to the side and said, you know, something was said to them, and it was maybe a mistake that they made, you know, a mistake that they made. The first thing that comes out of their mouth,
fuck this shit.
Child, they don't like me, they're racist, I don't want to work here no more. I don't like it no more. Da 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 da. And that's things that we deal with. You know what I'm saying? You guys have to get that out of your head. You're going to make a mistake. It's just like when you walk a category. Just because you turn it every time you go out there, there may be a time when you slip and you fall. You may have not brought the category correctly. Your outfit is off point or whatever, and you get a chop. If you got that chop, does that mean that it's over with? Does that mean that, oh, you know, like, I'm never going to walk this category again? We hear that. I'm never going to
this person's ball again. I'm leaving this house.
We hear that.
I'm leaving this house.
We hear that. No, baby, it's not that way. Just because you got something, it didn't go right that day or something happened or there was a slip, does not mean the world is over with. That's why I respect those girls that say, oh, bitch, you know what? Okay, they got me, but you come harder next time.
Right,
you come
right.
harder and do what you have to do. And it's the same thing with that job. If you go to that job and you make... Huh.
Okay, well... Can I,
yeah,
okay.
Well, before we go forward, I'm sorry, I brought Prada on the line, so Prada's on the line now.
Hey, Prada.
Hold on a second.
Hey,
okay, hey, Prada.
On?
How are you, darling?
Is she on the line?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys?
Fine. Really quickly, I just think that people out there stop giving up so quickly when one thing happens. You know, if you're in school, if you have a job or whatever, stop giving up so quickly and think that everyone is against you when this happens. No, you make a mistake. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And all you have to do is come harder next time. I have a couple of people that pressed one. Let me just get these real quick,
okay,
and then we can continue. Becky, I know Becky, you're trying to talk, but let me just, you know, we got to go to the callers every once in a while, da da da, because we only have 20 minutes before we go into record mode. Let me get to them real quickly. 678, I think it's Tiffany. 678-668.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just had a quick comment. I'm not really into ballroom scene like that, but I have a lot of girlfriends that's in the ballroom scene. And these girls that college educated girls, and
right.
they got so caught up in the scene that they're stealing, they're on drugs real bad, and they won't even pay their rent to go to a ball. And I just feel like it's for validation. It's to be accepted or to be
mm-hmm.
liked. And my question is to the panel, do you feel like a lot of the girls do those things? Is it for validation?
Wait, hold on. Can I ask you a question? Is this your girlfriend or is this somebody, a girl that you just see and you're just trying to read her on the side or whatever?
No, I'm not really reading. It's actually
girls. No, it's not really a read, but it's really a read. I'm just asking.
No, it's not a read. It's like girls that I grew up with, girls I've been
okay,
with.
Okay, well, if this is your girlfriend, why are you not putting them to the side and saying, well, this is what so-and-so-and-so, why are you not doing this? This is not you.
I'm not trying to read. I'm just trying to get the opinion from you guys of what y'all think on it to see how I would handle the situation.
I was one of those girls.
Okay,
so let me tell you something. This is my thing. When I came into the scene in 2006, when I first started crafting, that's what I started doing. Granted, I made sure I had a place to stay. So, you know, paying my bills was, you know, my first priority. But I did get caught up in that lifestyle. You know, I was crafting to walk the next function. I was crafting to make it out of town, make it out of state, just to be validated. Because I was lost. But once you find your way, it takes some time. It takes certain situations for people to go through certain situations in order to find their way. So sometimes you have to let my mother always told me you have to let people fall on their face in order to learn. Because life is a learning experience. So unless you learn what's going on, you never find your own way.
Okay.
Hello?
All right.
Is she there?
We got another caller, then I'm going to let y'all talk. Y'all mute your phones if y'all got noise. I keep hearing noise. If y'all under the fan, if y'all driving, if y'all by the AC, by the window, just mute your phones until it's time to talk. 336-989, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, let me break this down. First of all, you validate parking, you know. So you don't validate a person because you can't invalidate a person, you know. Because a person's worth has nothing to do with how you do your job, what you give or what you have to give. Your value as a human being is something that was in place in the universe before you were even conceived.
But everybody doesn't realize that.
That's why I'm saying that. Because Aaron Gates will really need to know.
A lot of people feel like they have to hear it in order, and it's from low self-esteem. Okay, being a big girl, let me tell you a secret. A lot of girls have a low self-esteem. But let me tell you, because of ballroom and people telling me, oh, you look this and that, I started to rethink myself.
Ma'am.
I started to look at myself differently and realize that, you know what? No, you are a beautiful person. You don't need to hear that from somebody else. When you start doing things for yourself, when you look good, you start to feel good, and you realize you don't have to hear it from nobody else.
Exactly.
Because it's a part of the natural things that you need to do for yourself. You're supposed to keep your hair done. You're supposed to keep your nails done. You're supposed to keep yourself looking nice. So once you realize that, then you get to a point where you're like, you know what? Fuck what y'all got to say. I'm doing this for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're supposed to do that.
Well,
all right, so Becky, I know you wanted to say something, so go ahead, Becky.
Okay, well, my first question was to y'all about that last caller. When I was not trying to attack her, but what I was just simply saying is, even though she was asking us a question, if like how I take my friendship, I wouldn't even call in and say nothing like that, even though she did honestly want to answer. I would have told my friend, girl, what the fuck are you doing? This is not you. What you know what I'm saying? You need to get your life back together. You smart. Why are you carrying on trying to get
this? I can understand the caller, what the caller's saying, though, Becky, because I'm going to give you a prime example. I'm going to give you a prime example. Even when we do have friends, sometimes when we bring things to the attention of our friends, I mean to our friends or close people, they take it Yeah, it doesn't go too well. A lot of them want to take it as either shade,
you can't take,
or they just want to lift their eye and look at you like, child, here you go. You always saying something. You think you know everything.
That is so true.
So sometimes they start programming in your head that, damn, am I wrong for bringing this to her attention? Shit, and maybe that's
anything.
Why she wanted to come on. Maybe that's why she wanted to come on and ask us. You know, like, bitch, I'm trying to tell this chick, you know, that what's going on. And she's trying to make it turn it on me. Am I wrong? You know, do y'all see anything wrong with the picture? Because I do, because evidently she don't. Because
she don't
want to
be
on this week.
Jasmine.
What? Hold on. What's going
on? Okay. Only thing I want to say to the caller, sometimes it's hard being a voice of reason when your friend is living in a life of madness.
And they
will pay you. They will think you're shade. But sometimes, bitch, you just have to say it so they'll hear it. Sometimes that one voice of you saying, bitch, what you doing is a key. You about to fuck some shit up. Or, bitch, where is you going right now? Or what is you trying to do? Sometimes they need to hear that. Even though they might pay it at first, you know, you have to be like that. Somebody has to be the real bitch.
I'll give you an example. I'm just going to be straight up with it.
I'll tell one person,
y'all gag at this one. One person, no, you're wrong. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't have done it that way. Da-da-da-da-da. And they look at me like I'm an idiot when I say it. But when Kelly comes around and says it, it's like, okay, you know what? You're right. Because Kelly said it. Now, look, how the fuck does that work?
That's just like your parents.
That's another validation.
That's just like your parents. Like, if my mother was to tell me, okay, you keep hanging with them queens, and they're going to be your downfall, and I don't want to hear it because it's coming from my...
Oh, so
mother.
It's about Jason.
But then when Kelly says it, then it's like, okay, Kelly, all right. What the fuck, Kelly, of all people? Y'all listen to Kelly more than y'all listen to me?
But hold on. It's like a relationship. Let me tell you a secret. You can tell your friend, girl, don't talk to him. He ain't shit. He ain't going to be about shit. He done went with this girl. He did this to this girl. He did this to this girl. I don't care what you say. Until you stick your hand in that fire and realize for yourself that that motherfucker is hot, nobody can tell you anything.
Becky.
I don't care. Your mama told you.
Right.
That was Becky.
Your mama told you for years. Your mama told you for years. When you went to that stove, it's hot. How many of y'all still burn your hand on that motherfucking stove?
I know I do.
Many a time.
Bitch, I got a whole iron mark on my leg.
How many times did y'all grab that hot curler and she told you it was hot when you were standing in that bathroom while she was curling her hair? You still grabbed it anyway.
But you know what the shade is? But the shade is, this is a shade, Alexis, but as soon as something does finally go down, the same one that they didn't listen to is the first one that they come running to.
Jasmine, it's a respect thing. It's kind of like, I don't know if y'all watched Desperate Housewives, but you remember how Andrew was going against Bree? He was so rebellious against Bree. But the minute he ran over Carlos' mother and came in that house, Bree was like, I need your help.
I remember.
Then he just broke down and Bree looked at him and said, Andrew. And he said, Mama. And she automatically knew that he was the one that ran that woman over. So now she had to go into mama mode.
She had his back from the very beginning. But see, that's the shade. If you know, I'm going to have your back, and what I'm saying is for the best of everything,
right,
then, bitch, you should be listening to what the fuck I have to fucking say.
But Jasmine,
it doesn't.
You know what else is a factor, too? when if you might be a person that is, you know, that does have a lot of sense. You get what I'm saying? But do you have those friends that are assholes and, you know, very stupid and make stupid decisions and stuff like that? You probably might be the mature one of the group. Now, I've had this conversation with my friends a lot. Now, a lot of people, like how y'all said, you keep telling them and telling them and telling them these people what's right and what's wrong, what's right and what's wrong, what's right and what's wrong. At the end of the day, what if that person doesn't have anything going for themselves either? You know, like don't have a job, stuff
right,
with their
right.
mom and stuff like that. Nobody's going to want to listen to that person, even if they are telling you the downright truth.
That's
you
true.
Get what I'm saying?
That's true.
So they're going to be like, well, bitch, how the fuck you telling me what to do? How the fuck you telling me what to do? And you don't even got shit. You get what I'm saying?
But like I said earlier, it's like that. I think that's like everybody has to go through experience. You have to experience the pain in order to realize what the good is.
I agree with you, Alexis. And that's something that I had to realize. It took me a while. But I had to realize, you know what? I had a godmother in Atlanta. When I lived in Atlanta, her name was Vera. She lived next door to me and Raquel. When me and Raquel moved into this duplex, she lived right next door to us. And me and her became so close. And she was one of those people. She used to do that to her own children. She said, she would always teach me, Jasmine, I'm only going to say it once. I'm not going to ride them about the situation or whatever. I'm going to say it once. And they need, if they listen, they listen. If they don't, they don't. And if they fall, then they need to fucking fall. Because they need to learn on their own. They just need to learn. And I agree, because no matter how much we love these people, you have to say to themselves, you know what, let me back up a little bit and let them learn on their own. And I'm at
because
that stage
that can
in my
also
life.
Cause you stress, too. That could give you headache, because as much as I talk, I talk so much to my friends. And that it gives me, and I'm not going to die because I'm trying to tell you what's right and you just don't want to listen. Like, that's a strain on yourself when you really trying to, if you really care. It depends on if you really, really, really care about the person that you're trying to help.
You see him hitting that brick wall.
But how many times
when we were younger, because I know for myself, when I came in the scene, where I used to always disobey my gay mother. If my gay mother said do something, I'd be like, yeah, you know, I act like I'm listening to her, then I still do what I want to do. And then I fall flat on my face. Now my kids do the same thing to me that I did to my mother.
That's
so it just trickles on down.
That's so right.
The only thing you can do is tell them, and you can't force them to do it. I mean, the only thing you do is tell them, and you can lead by example. If you lead by example and just tell them, evidently
that's
they'll
right.
do it.
That's right.
I'm gonna use this example. When did HIV become prominent? When did it really hit the scene? What year was that? 90s?
In the 90s.
Okay. How many people knew having unprotected sex would lead to HIV? Everybody, right? In 2014, how many people is living with HIV? How many people is living with AIDS? We're not even going to talk about HIV. How many people is living with AIDS?
Yeah.
When you were young, how did you learn how to ride a bicycle? I know everybody on this phone got on their bicycle and they bust their ass.
And bust their ass.
They don't need cats and everything else on elbows and all that. So I often tell people life is all about a learning experience. You have to, because
if you don't experience it, you can't speak about it.
If you don't experience it for yourself.
Hold on, yeah, real quick. Yeah, I got 5 minutes to call in. We're about to go into record mode. The lines are full, so hopefully you will be able to get in. I'm sorry if you can't. But yeah, I got about 4 minutes to call in. And if you're on the phone, stay on the phone, because we're going into record mode. And tonight went by fast. All right, go ahead.
This is from what Jason said. Jason was like, as far as parents, you know, didn't really nurture their child validate their child is true, but then as an adult, you know, some people still don't have that type of friends. They try to look, okay, let's say when you're an adult, you have your friends, and you still don't have those, you have those friends that act like your parents and still did it. So, you know, you have to find it somewhere. That was just one. Do y'all agree what I'm saying or not?
I'm lost.
Okay.
Jason
was saying the reason why some people act out and look for validation is because they didn't get it as a child. But then growing up as an adult, you still have these, what if some people still have these friends that still treat them or not really telling them what's going on or how to do things, and then they just seek validation from the next person, the next person, the next person, the next person.
Okay.
Because
okay.
these people are not giving them what they want. Some people need
right.
that. Because they don't have it. And as far as Jasmine said, how some people just need to get up and look in the mirror, and because they don't have high self-esteem and stuff like that. You can only say that about a few people because nobody really can. No, some people are born with high self-esteem. Some people can get self-esteem. But if you just stuck in the middle and you can't get none of that, you can't really look yourself in the mirror, because if you look yourself in the mirror and say it, how could you possibly know to believe it?
Right.
But you know what, though? You know what? That takes me back to something like what Alexa said. I mean, because you can grow up in a certain community or a certain area, and see, ballroom can be really negative, but ballroom can also be positive.
Right.
Because my thing is because, like, big people, big girls, I've never seen somebody out in the ballroom. I never got into ballroom until where I could see a big girl get all her motherfucking life. Because if you look in OV, we're going to tell you, bitch, you is over. Big girl doing her motherfucking thing. You see what I'm saying? But
right.
then you never know. What if this person had a weight issue ever since they was a child? Their mom
right.
and them never told them that they was nothing. The kids always talked about them, all this kind of stuff. But then they come into this lifestyle where they saying, girl, bitch, you looking good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, it could really go any way. I mean, it's just like that in the military also.
I agree with you.
It's like that in the military also, because I have this one guy that was my shipmate. He was probably the coolest thing on the ship, only to find out that he used to get thrown in the trash can in high school. You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, but when he got into the military, he was a different person. We didn't see him as a geek. We didn't see him as a nerd. We just seen him as, you know, Calhoun.
Right.
So,
you know, growing up, I felt, well, I ain't going to say growing up now. I think when people try to tear me down, it makes me stronger.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we need to be torn down because we
true.
Know we need it.
True.
There's no shame. We need it.
True. You're right. But
it builds
character. A lot of people don't know how to be torn down. You have to know how to take a situation.
Take it.
Mm-hmm. Constructive criticism.
Yeah, you have to, mm-hmm. regardless if it's constructive or not, anything, you have to learn how
right.
to take a situation
take it.
And
mm-hmm.
take the good out of it and turn
mm-hmm.
it around for you. Because
yep.
when I was coming up, my mother told me that I would never amount to anything.
What
she told me? She told me I would never get out of school. She told me that it was just a lot that she told me, and it kind of tore up my character.
Right.
And when I graduated from high school, this song said, "But I'm glad to say that I'm." I can't think of the words of the song right now. I'm still holding on. And
yes, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That song, right? That song meant a lot to me at that point, because I remember the days of arguing with my mother, and she telling me that I would never amount to anything. And now here I am, 35 years old. I have my own place. Not only did I move out of the city that I was living in, I moved out of the state. Regardless of how I got here, I'm maintaining, I'm sustaining, and I'm doing what I need to do to survive. A lot of people don't make it that far.
That's true.
I look at some of my people that I went to school with. They're still in Savannah. They're still trying to make it. And they were like, oh, you're living in a big city. And it's like anybody can do it. But you have to learn how to take everything. Going back and forth to jail taught me a lot. Crafted taught me a lot. I take that and I turn it over to my real life. You got to know how to hustle. Life
right.
is about a hustle.
Follow that how you do it. Mm-hmm. I know my,
we
I know,
have another
I
caller.
I hustle Uncle Sam every fucking day.
We have a caller real quickly. Let me go to the caller. 972-802, you're on the air.
I'm just listening to the show. It's my first time listening. I might sound stupid, but I just have a question. Is this like
yeah,
is this
I'm
like
stupid.
A, like, no, is this like a, I'm just trying to see what kind of show it is. Like what, you know, what's the platform? Because I'm really liking it. That's why. That's one of the reasons why I'm asking.
Okay, let me ask
like
you a
you
question.
Hold on. You sound fine.
Stop. You got it, man. Back off. Stop. How did you find out about the show, sweetie?
Well, actually, I'm a host on Blog Talk Radio. I have my own show, but I ran across your last show.
I have a question. Are you from Dallas, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
so
sir.
Thirsty.
No,
Dallas,
no, listen.
Texas. Really?
Listen, stop, y'all. Are you from Dallas, Texas?
I'm from Dallas, Texas. Yes, I am.
Okay, because I had just caught the area code. So what show do you host on Blog Talk Radio?
Oh, it's the D. Moore Show.
Okay.
Oh. Come on and give me D. Moore. And what is your show about?
pretty much we talk about anything, pretty much. So.
Is it a gay-friendly show?
Okay.
Anybody's welcome. Anybody's welcome. I don't discriminate.
We're gay friendly here too. Everybody's welcome here too.
Yeah, I'm very gay friendly.
Yeah.
Let me
look up D. Moore.
Can we get some water around to the panelists, please?
Hey.
Can we get some water to the panelists, please?
I don't need no water. I need a baby bill. Give me a baby.
Well,
caller, really quickly, caller. We're taking
I need some
caller.
More D.
We're
I need
usually...
some more D, honey. I need some more D.
Oh, my God.
No.
Y'all cut it out. Jasmine going to get y'all.
Nah, I'm sorry.
Well, we saved the ratchetness
I'm
for Tuesday night. Ratchetness is for Tuesday night.
There it is. Oh, I'm happily married, man, but I'm loving the panel.
What that
you guys,
I like happily married men.
Okay, thank you, caller. I'm glad you like us, and you're enjoying the show. You can catch us
on
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, same time. We're going on a summer break, but we'll be back in the fall. So you can catch the archives. You'll love it. We've been around for 6 years. All right. Yeah.
Can you find him, please? Can you find him? Because I need to see what he looks like, because he sounds fine, bitch.
The D. Moore Show. It's on Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? Just because y'all did that, I got a surprise for y'all. Just because y'all did that.
Don't
bring
Bishop.
Why did
y'all
do
Bishop
that?
Bishop coming on a Prada. You might want to give Becky to call you because if Bishop about to come on, I'm hanging up.
That's Becky making that fucking noise, honey.
What noise I'm making? That. Bitch.
That man threatened me if I came to gag him.
No, we have to make your listeners feel welcome.
I gotta go to the bathroom anyway, so I'm gonna put my phone down. So.
Sounds like his name is D. Moore. Bitch, come
yes,
on, come
honey,
on. I need some more D, honey.
Okay, I know how to handle this. Oh my God, I know how to do this. This is how I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna eat it up real quick. Just talk among yourselves.
Oh Lord.
Michi is just me and you. They in the dungeon, all of them. Jason's in the dungeon. Justin's in the dungeon. Laura's in the dungeon. Alexis is in the dungeon. Becky is in the dungeon. J-Rock is in the dungeon. They all in the dungeon. So, yeah, we put them all in the dungeon because I have to do this. It's only fair. As they're in the dungeon, welcome to the show, Bishop. Make your statement.
Hey, Bishop. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Michi? What's up, Jasmine? Give me questions that you are off the top of your head you want to ask me about validation.
You said you had something to say about it. Go ahead. Tell us what your opinion.
Honestly, I can't say nothing about validation after you saying or they knew that I was going to come on. I've been listening to the whole show. I'm just like 100%. I'm just like any other person that called. It's like the person mm-hmm. that called, the dude that called, you know, he said he was listening to the show. That's where I started at, you know. About validation, when I started to call this radio show, I had basically, my dad got sick. You don't need no validation for that.
You're looking for an outlet.
I was looking for an outlet. Yes.
Yes.
And, okay. You know, people think I'm bipolar. The only way I'm bipolar at the end of the day when I'm on radio, blog, talk, is when people start talking about me, don't know me, only heard rumors about me to make me feel like I need to validate myself. And the thing is, at the end of the day, feelings come first, how anybody deal with them. I know all of you guys deal with your feelings in a different way, but for me, I put them out there. Icon Doll Chanel, you can say whatever you want to, but you an avatar, and you probably going through the same thing I'm going through. I look at it on my computer right now, and it hurts real bad. It very much hurts real bad when, honestly, I did want to be validated, and I do want to be validated, honestly, because I have done things in the gay community that no other male dancer, exotic male dancer, that quote-unquote live the straight life has done. And I still have not gotten validation for it. And honestly, now, listening to the show, listening to what everybody has been telling me for years, I never ever needed to be validated. I never ever needed to be duplicated. I never ever needed to be intimidated. Man, intimidation goes so far, especially when you're dealing with a virus now, and you was on top of your game. You made mistakes, but people seem to bring up, and they think they know their mistakes, and they don't really know, but they seem to bring up mistakes, false or truth, that you have made in your life. Let it cease. Honestly, shout out to Icon Diana. Icon Diana, I told you you was going to gag. I hope you listening, Icon Diana. I told you was going to gag. And Becky, you won't really gag. Because
okay,
the
Bishop,
messages last night was coming from me and how I felt. And how I always felt, and how I always
okay.
cherished and looked at.
I'm sorry, Bishop. I'm sorry. You asked to make a point, and I have to, you know, that was a lot. All right, yeah, we all out of the dungeon. Hi, we're back.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Jasmine. I just, yeah. My only thing, like, okay. Aside from, like, us reading, we're Bush Queens. We're a part of the LGBT community.
Hold on.
I'm a motherfucking woman. I'm a woman all day long.
Hold on, sweetheart. I need you to recant that statement.
LGBTQT community. I don't know how to pronounce it right. We all.
Well,
the
I'm gonna write it in the group, Bishop. So I mean,
LGBTQ.
LGBTQ.
We're all
a
part of the
bisexual, transgender, and questioning.
But
I mean,
my thing is, you know, aside from that man, as far as his commentary and things that he talks about, I think that we always have to remember that some people are in a different state of mind. We don't know that man's story. And I just, at this point, I don't even feel comfortable attacking him or reading him because it just, like, it makes
you
me,
don't
know
what's
you
know,
at this point, it makes me feel some sort of way. And,
Look, honey, let me tell you something. No, there's no motherfucking shade because I'm about tired of this now. Every fucking week we go through this. Every fucking day, every fucking week we go through this. Now, this is my thing. If y'all telling me y'all feel, you know, y'all don't think y'all should attack him, if nobody attack him, he's attacking himself. Miss Thing, you take shit too fucking serious, Miss Thing. And you said now you're talking about you want to smack Becky and all this other shit. Becky was just defending you in the dungeon while we was in the dungeon room. I think that, like, Miss Thing, you can't, like, if, you know, you can't go around just moping around like that, Miss Thing. If you end up killing yourself, that's on you, Miss Thing. I'm not, like, I ain't got to do with that. Like, Miss Thing,
oh
that's
my
not
going
to stop my day. You know, it's not going to stop my day. That's not my problem.
Okay, can I say this, and then
that's what
I'm not saying nothing.
Oh, my God. That's what seeing a psychiatrist is for. That's what paying to go see a counselor for. That's what Medicaid is for. If you got Medicaid, go see your counselor. Swipe that Medicaid card and get you some counseling. Take some Seroquel. Take some pills, Miss Thing. It's just no shade. Like, there's a lot of help you can get for all that. But the ball will be on to get on Blog Talk, sitting there talking about blah, blah, you know, crying and booing. And what, like, somebody's going to feel sorry because I don't.
Because, baby, I sure went to
go
the psychiatrist.
Go ahead, Jason.
I
say
no
what you have to say, and then I have some callers. I have some callers.
Okay.
So go ahead,
the last
Jason.
Thing, Bishop, the last thing I'm going to say to you is this, if you can hear me. I don't have anything against you personally. In fact, I was one of your rooters, and Jasmine, your supporters, and Jasmine will tell you this. My only problem with you, Bishop, is that you take things too personal. You say you can take a read and you in this roast group and you can do this and you can do that, but then when you don't get your way, you act like a spoiled little child and you go on this threatening, I'm going to do this to you rampage and I'm going to do that to you rampage. So now last night you threatened me. You threatened Shamika. Now tonight is you threatening Becky and you threatening all these people. Okay, I don't take you seriously. I don't take you with a grain of salt. I respect the fact that you're human, and I'm going to respect that. And I'm just like Justin said, at a certain point, get to a point where you don't even want to read you no more because I feel sorry for you. Just like with Nicole Onabella. It got to a certain point with Nicole that I was just like, child, I'm just going to let Nicole go because it's not even fun anymore. The only thing I can suggest for you, Bishop, and it's not rude, but this is coming from me, just like Tuesday night wasn't for Calvin, Tuesday night ain't for Bishop. Because you can't handle Tuesday night.
You can't handle the truth.
Now, your situation is your situation. I feel for your situation. I would pray for your situation. I pray for the situation for your father. But you can't come on here week after week with the same violin telling the same song and dance because it's not going to work. Because there are people that are worse off situations than yours.
Well, you can't sit there and cry and boo-hoo, and then you say you want to smack somebody. That's what you call bipolar, honey. That's bipolar disorder.
And with that being said, I'm done.
Okay, yeah, I have a whole bunch of callers.
Oh, here we go.
Devin, you're on the air.
You're here.
Hello?
I'm
Big
not
Mama.
Sure. Maybe that's not Devin. 773-717.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? How you doing, Jasmine? Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to speak on the validation topic. I know, speaking from personal experiences, I've had troubles with my mother and everything since back from a long way, but even though she treated me a certain way, I still, like, keep that validation from her even now as an adult. That's my mother. So I know how some people say as an adult you shouldn't need it, but sometimes you do. So you just need somebody to tell you that you're worth it and you do look good, or you are smart, because I never got that. Since I didn't get it from my mother, from the person you're supposed to get it from, you know, I sunk it out from other men, you know, who really didn't give a damn about me. So that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you,
Carl. He brought up a good point. He brought up a very good point. I know a lot of people that do that because they don't have mothers or father figures in their life. You know, they try to seek that, you know, from other people. I know young men who, you know, want to sleep around with older men and stuff because they didn't have a father figure in their lives. You know, they feel that they're trying to seek that validation from other people and stuff. So, you know, I agree with you, caller. Thank you for bringing that up. 504-331, you're on the air.
This is me. I just had to renew my time. But I did want to touch up on the Bishop thing. I get a lot of backlash, believe it or not. Well, it's enough for me because of me and Bishop and us going back and forth. But it's really nothing personal with Bishop. Nobody says anything when he's posting pictures with guns pointed to the camera saying that he's going to shoot me or harm me or that he's going to get somebody for me. Like, all these threats, nobody say anything. But as soon as I say something, they just take it as I have some type of ill will for him. If I saw him on the street, I would keep walking. I'm not bothered by him. But as far as in the room, yes, I do play with him, and I do give him a little rebuttal. But other than that, I really have no ill will towards Bishop. I know that he really has issues.
Thank you, Shamika. It was good to hear that. And I didn't know he was pointing pictures of guns threatening people.
The week before last, he was all, he was going to get all of us. He was going
to
make us,
yes,
you know, last Tuesday.
He was
Tuesday
posted pictures of him with guns
when
in
you
the
was
room.
Asleep,
and post, yes.
You,
all
we,
right,
we
so go, let me just put this out there really quickly. Now, and on a serious note, not to sound like a Debbie Downer or whatever, If I see that one more time or whatever, Bishop, I'm sorry, sweetie. You can't continue to threaten this community with, you know, with acts of violence and stuff like that. I'm not going to allow straight people to do it. I'm not going to allow other people to do it. And we just can't have that from each other. Don't do that no more, please.
Especially not no training paper, honey. Girl.
Please. Because what's going to happen is, and I'm going to be honest with you, I have, again, straight people that listen to this show. I have straight parents that listen to this show, and I hear from them, and they tell me the same thing. Why did you let Bishop on the line? This is coming from other people that are not a part of this community, but they're fans of the show, and they do not enjoy all that from you. So you're going to have to work on that. Marcus, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
I love Marcus. Wow.
Hey, Goldilocks.
So, that was the thing that people we consider is that some people have a strong mind.
Margaret, can you speak up? I can barely hear you. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
All right. I'm in Atlantic City. I have horrible reception. What I was saying was that some people have a strong mind like myself. I can really kind of deal with certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think other people are very, I ain't going to say weak, but they're just not set up that way. And some of the things that some people may do on this show may be considered bullying. So you don't know what pushes somebody to what extent.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, do you guys actually question if somebody actually took what you guys say as a kiki very seriously and actually went out and killed themselves?
Ooh.
Like, how could, and you actually, and they left up a suicide message and told you guys, you're the reason why I'm killing myself.
I just said
and we
that,
sit here and we laugh about that. We sit here and laugh about it, but it's happening. Bullying pushes some people to killing themselves or
right.
other people coming into
okay.
school and start shooting up.
Do you think you've taken part in that, Marcus? Do you think that you've taken part in that?
I didn't place blame on anybody. I didn't place blame on anybody.
Hold on.
Okay.
But over the past year, I have worked with a lot of mental health people. Let me tell you something that I have learned dealing with people. People like attention. When things don't go their way, they get
flashbacks.
baby.
Stop trying to give everybody a crush to fall on. Everything is not
baby,
right.
Alexis, you are 30-something years old. Because I don't want you to somewhat downplay my opinion. You're 30-something years old. We're talking about people who are sometimes 17, 16, 15, 18.
That's
and because
true.
They, I mean, we sit here and we idolize. Ballroom is the fantasy Hollywood. So, yes, we give life to the Louboutins and the, you know, the everybody having this and that, but you don't really know how much you're offending someone that could be much younger who's listening, and you're not even reading them, but because they feel as though they don't fit in, that they're not a part of the validated group. They can't sit with the girls. So, again, it may be meant as a kiki, but I wonder how many people have we actually attacked and bullied without it even going towards them, because some people have low self-esteem, and that's why they come to balls. They
okay.
came to build
okay.
their thing.
And this is, but this
once
is
again,
why I tell
I,
you that – oh, I'm sorry, Alexis, go ahead.
Once again, like I said earlier, I was one of those people that had low self-esteem when I came to the scene.
Bitch, you looking at a fat queen who used to storm through 7 on the parking lot with a pair of tight jeans, a tight T-shirt, a purse,
ooh,
a boy's
long
shoes, and some two-strand twins.
A mess.
Do you think
so you think the
reeds
make you better?
Hell fucking
yes.
Yes.
And what about
God.
The people that kill themselves?
Character.
Think about what about those people that go and kill themselves because they feel as though when we talk about people with
Watch
HIV,
realize,
we really
listen.
Don't know the effects that words have on people.
Please,
some
right.
of them, it can just
right.
go back to what you was about to say with the HIV. I'm a nail in the head.
Right, and you were saying that you work with people who, you know. They have mental health issues. Well,
mm-hmm.
understandably, once they get to that situation to where they're working with you, honestly, you don't know what's pushed them to that point. You know, some people have low self-esteem, so they have unprotected sex to make somebody like them more. They may do drugs just so they can feel better about themselves. And this is what – these are these things that add up together to make things happen. This is how people contract HIV
mm-hmm.
and AIDS. This is how some people do these things. All of these small things that we think we're not doing, we are a part of the problem as well, including
Marcus,
me, Shanika.
You...
But people
including,
have to...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Marcus, can I ask you, do you think that stuff stops once they do have status and once they are well-known? You don't think they feel forced to keep their repertoire with the ballroom scene? You don't think they will go the extra mile to get another pair of Louboutins or to get another $1,000 dress or $300?
That's why girls are turning $50. That's why girls are having $50 clients and, you know, doing all the illegal things they're doing.
You
some do. People... They're doing everything to, excuse me, me too.
A lot of girls are,
wait, what?
A lot of girls are having $50 clients because they're too lazy to get off their ass and do what they need to do. And get a
well,
fucking
right,
job.
But at the end of the day, I also think that we promote this grand sense of if you're not one of these people, that if you don't have people have that, you're nobody. You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Okay.
I don't,
this is my thing. Time has progressed so much. What point,
mm-hmm.
at what age or what point in your life do you realize that you have to start living for yourself?
Right.
Exactly.
No shade, Alexis. That don't really hit you until about after 25. Because let me tell
after
you, 25. I was in college. After it generally does not really hit you to where it really doesn't matter. What I'm going to give you a perfect example. I went to college, and I was afforded the opportunity to go to a really great school. You know, at that point, I went with people I went to school with kings and queens. They, you know, their parents were from, you know, their parents bought them all kind of luxury cars. They drove Maybachs
mm-hmm.
on campus, and they had chauffeur drivers at Emory. Those are the type of people that you're talking about, people with real, real, real money. You know, they wore what they wore. You know, famous people went there. But it was until the ballroom scene, I was like, well, bitch, you got to keep up with the Joneses. Do you know some of the debt that I'm paying right now is from debt that I had in college from trying to keep up with the Joneses and realizing how the girls was getting their stuff, but me getting credit cards in my name and running up the bill and not paying the bill, trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Okay. Well,
and it really does not hit you until later in life that you need to be comfortable with who you are. Be yourself. But realistically, people still make that mistake at 23, 24, 20. Hell, some people still
30.
Doing it at 30.
Mm-hmm.
30.
My true. This is
Marcus.
This is
high.
Some people don't never
Marcus,
catch it.
Marcus, but there is something I need to say about something you said earlier when you first got on. I personally feel that if somebody wants to kill themselves over what somebody said, in the whether if it's in ballroom or on the show or just whatever, just in general, I feel like that, okay, you got low self-esteem, but that's not my problem. I think if you can't handle it, you need to go see somebody. You need to go do something about it. Like, go see a, go seek a professional. Go, you know, go see a counselor. Go, do something, you know, try to, you know, go see Jesus. Go talk to God.
And Laura,
church,
for grown people like ourselves, that definitely is an option. But what about the younger people that are out there? What
okay,
about the people?
What
you
I'm
realize,
saying.
Think about
but
it. Marcus, I was sitting there watching a show tonight. I was watching one of those Kiki throwback shows. And those, the Kiki scene is for, like, younger people, and how
right.
some of those people were attacking 14, 15, and 16-year-olds like they are grown adults. Now, we understand when you walk a ballroom floor, you're subject to whatever criticism you get, but these are still sometimes children, and also people who have not really developed
okay.
skills.
Let me give you a prime example. At the Rumble Ball a few months ago, I don't know if you was at that ball, when Tipperson was on the panel, Kelly was on the mic, she was commentating. It was both them, and all the girls brought the category wrong, and Kelly and Tipperson and everybody was chopping through the girls left and right, and Kelly was reading on the mic. She was reading every girl that came up there for their kids, was reading them, I mean, eating them. And you could tell each girl that kept walking off the runway, they was, you could tell they just, you know, they their self-esteem just went down, and they were just sad and blah, 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 blah. Do I personally think that was wrong? No. I mean, ballroom is ballroom. If you can't take it, get the fuck out of it. If you can't take ballroom,
well, when somebody kills themselves, we're all
going
to feel bad, and we're
going to bring,
Marcus,
I want to, hold on. I got to say something. Marcus, I agree with what you're saying to a certain extent, though. Whoever's playing music in the background, mute your phone. J-Rock, are you still on the phone?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, J-Rock. I want to ask you a question based on what Marcus is talking about. In the military, when you have these young guys that are in the military, 18, 19, 20-year-olds that are going into the military, when they go through boot camp and their little sergeants or whoever's in, you know, whoever's training them and stuff, do they treat them lightly or do they insult them when they're out there not doing what they're supposed to do?
No shade. It's just weird how y'all brought this up, because if you look at my last status, I had to go through a suicide situation today, like seriously, and it came from a Facebook status from one of my sailors way in Hawaii, and I had to track him down, his master chief, and everything, just because he said on his Facebook status, sometimes the best option is suicide. And then his next message was, maybe I should just kill myself. By me knowing that person personally and putting him in the military in Houston, I tracked him the fuck down on a submarine, and they had the chaplain and everybody to go to him, and now he's safe. And I put on that suicide is never an option. If you're feeling down, go pray about it, talk to somebody, seek help. I have myself seek help before when I'm depressed or something like that. We cannot, you can help people, but if somebody chooses to do suicide, these new kids are not built the way that it is. I see where you're going, Jasmine, but the military has changed too, and it pisses me the fuck off that when I got in the military, it was, you stupid motherfucker, did you hear what the fuck I said? God damn it. Motherfucker, hit the ground, hit the dude. That's what we went through. Now you cannot even do that. If you do that, you may find that motherfucker in the shower fucking cut up or something like that. These new kids are not built. They cannot build character, but at the same time, they train us this way too. It is not your fault that these new kids cannot take, because you're in the military. You think
right.
we want a soft-ass military over there in the other country? Over in the other countries, they still
right.
do those kids the same way. They go to the military at 14 and 15, and they still tell them, look here, motherfucker, blah, 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 blah. But them kids don't go killing themselves. It's our country that drugs
them. They might do, you just don't know.
That's because we have a generation of children. One at a time, Jason.
Listen, I'm going to be finished, but I'm just telling you this. I'm going off statistics. We have already researched this. The other countries is not built the way that America is built now. They drug up these kids. Nobody whoop their kids no more. Nobody discipline their kids no more.
Mm-hmm.
They drug them up with ADHD medicine only for them to get 18 and 19 and not understand discipline. They're not built They're not built to take a read. They're not. Now everything is bullying. Now everything is, nobody's parents are saying, what he say to you? Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. People don't tell their kids that kind of shit no more.
Nope,
so
not
grow, they grow up and they come into the military, and when we tell them something, we don't even have to cuss at them. They break. They literally cry. And it's shocking. But we have to go, they have to send us through these classes about these millennials because this is what's going on. And it pisses you off because you think it's a crutch. And you say, you know what, this is just a crutch. But then when you start seeing it with every single person under the age of 25, you have to accept the fact that these kids just not built the same.
And it's not just that, J-Rob. What it might also be is, too, that as the world is becoming more, as America is becoming more tolerant, per se, you have to realize, like, when we were smaller, I posted this in our secret group the other day, today. When I was in high school, I was never picked on for being gay because there were so many flamboyant people at the school. Marcus just slid right on through. So Marcus was never bullied, per se. They had the queens to bully. But what happens now is it's so many people, and being gay is so prevalent in high school and middle school and elementary school. It's basically a social norm to where there's no real point.
Mute your phones.
This is my thing. Like I said, time has progressed and changed so much that it was natural for me to get my ass whipped. It was natural for my mama to chastise me, and it wasn't no repercussions because it built character. And it still, like, that same days when my mama told me that I wasn't shit or I wasn't never going to amount to anything, it helped build me to make me a better person. But because people are so soft these days, and they don't treat their kids the same. Like, you can't beat your child no more. It's called abuse. You know, there's no such thing as abuse. My mama would beat my ass with an extension cord. That's in the game.
Yeah, but those days are over now.
I got a question. Who is getting the ice and pouring a drink? Who's drinking something right now?
And then they burp and clear their throat.
Who's doing that?
That is irritating.
Like a dude.
I am so sorry, but that I am so sorry, Jamie.
Whoever is drinking right now.
I said I am so sorry.
So
I had poured. That was my fault. I forgot.
Was J-Rock.
Are you one of those children that we talking about, J-Rock? Are you one of those?
What you mean? Oh, no, because, you know, they told me I wasn't going to do shit. I wasn't going to make it through boot camp. I wasn't going to be able to do this. I wasn't going to be able to do that. I'll never make chief. I'll never do that. And my thing is, just like Alexa said, Laura, it just made me want to do it more.
I have a question.
Now we got somebody from a certain speaker.
When I was a kid in grammar school, it's like if I was picked on in grammar school or even in high school, my mama and dad always told me, motherfucker, look, if somebody pick on you, you just read the fuck out of them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you just read the fuck out of them. If they want to, and if they want to fight, then you fight. Do what you need to do, but don't let nobody run over you. That's how
pick
I was
up something and bust the shit out.
Everybody else is not taught like that. I understand that, but back in the day, in my era, when I grew up, everybody was like that. You didn't have kids killing each other at 8, 9 years old. Nowadays, you have kids killing themselves in grammar school just because such and such said, she wear a bifocal. Girl,
okay,
fuck?
But Laura,
like, where y'all get this from?
Can I say this? My opinion, this is just how I am. My opinion
Mute your phones.
J-Rock?
That is not me.
As you just said, that was you.
That's not J-Rock.
No.
That wasn't J-Rock that time. It's somebody else. Jesus Christ, I can't wait till after next week.
I feel like everybody in the world needs everybody in the world needs everybody. And what I mean by that is you have the Lauras, you have the me, you have the Alexis and stuff like that. I was raised the same way y'all was raised, kind of. I got the ass whoopings, I got the this, I got the that, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
We have strong mentalities. Just because you feel like somebody else don't have the same mentality
as you, and it's not your fault that it's like that. It's that's crazy to say, because you have to look at certain things from certain views of other people's life. People are not as strong as you, like Marcus said. People are, you just have to deal with it. Just like how you said, they have to deal with you. It don't matter. It don't matter to you. You cannot say that, because what if it was your girlfriend? What if it was your boyfriend? What if it was your mother who was raised something like that? And then she had to do what she had to. I'm just saying, like you, like how me, how I am as a friend, the reason why a lot of my friends call me friendly, because I compliment people frequently. Mm-hmm. The reason why I compliment people frequently is because one day when I was walking home from school, it was this girl. She looked real crazy. Like, she looked like she was about to go jump in the street. And I don't know, I was like about 10, 11 years old. And I was like, oh my God, you are so pretty. And then after I said that, she walked away smiling. Like, I brightened up her day. And ever since then, I just kept complimenting people. I felt like I had to do it, because I just felt like I made that girl's day, and that's just how I am. So just because you feel like you can't do it, simple things, it's simple things you could do to help somebody that people need to hear. It don't matter. Like, you know, people ass whoopings and stuff like that. It does happen. Like, nobody don't whoop people's ass anymore. Yeah, the other stuff that people took over. I don't know. I mean, like, It's crazy. I don't like for people to kill themselves, and I don't like for people to feel sad and stuff like that. And right. Then you have people that just be mean.
Of course.
That's what I'm just saying. That's why I say everybody needs everybody. You might not be that person. You might not be that person.
If you want to do that with Jason, I'll just call 911, and then if they beat you to it, then I will. You know, that's just how it is.
Let me get to these callers real quick. 443-312, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Cola.
What's up, babe?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, who's this?
I'm Eric Espionage Miller. I'm not affiliated with any ball or ballroom, but...
Hey, Eric.
I've been a member of the group for a while, and I like listening into the shows. And I just wanted to reiterate what Marcus said kind of about bullying and validation also. You never know how validation may make you want to – may turn out for best in certain situations, because my best friend was murdered in Newark, New Jersey, and I totally secluded myself from – all gay people, because I didn't want to get close to anyone knowing that I might have to go through a situation like that again. And that's when I started to look into the group, and I would laugh, and it made me smile, and made me want to get, you know, made me want to get a part of it more and more and more, you know, share posts, laugh on posts and things like that. And you never know what somebody's going through when you approach a situation. And just because you have tough skin doesn't mean that that person has, they might have tough skin, but not at that moment. They might be leaning on a certain individual or a group of people just to fill fill in the void. And it's always touchy when you approach people like that, because you never know how they're going to react, even if you might be just doing it for just a joke. And sometimes I think that out of the thousands and thousands of people that's in this group, the reason why a lot of them don't really be a part of the group like that is because the reading and the shadiness
And sometimes it makes it feel like you have to have a prerequisite of a tough skin and taking a read just to comment and have fun in the group. And this is going back to I made a post earlier, and I did say some nasty things to Shamika, and I said them because I got on the chat, and she was being very sarcastic and very standoffish, like, who is this person, and I don't know who he is. Meanwhile, she's helping me try to get on,
that's
she's laughing, and,
that's
and everything like
opinion.
That, and it made me kind of turned off. It made me like, damn, like, my first time, you know, really trying to be a part of the group, and, you know, it just turned me off a little bit. But other than that, it's all good. I just wanted to say that I didn't want to apologize to her. I wanted to apologize to myself because I knew that that's not my character. I'm not like that. And that's all. It's all good.
Thank you so much, caller. Thank you. I really appreciate you calling in.
I'm a regular
caller.
Child, I am so tired of the girls. I don't know if
send
those would be ratting or telling on what happened.
Shamika, wait.
That's a
that
personal
situation with
the family.
Dolphins
saying, girl,
I'm not
going
to
put
y'all in the dungeon, for real.
I'm not going in the dungeon because it's not worth it.
Girl,
this
is too
much. Shamika's like, that little kid, I ain't got
Jasmine.
Time for this dungeon. I'm about to
walk out this class. I'm going home.
If you put D more in the dungeon,
I'll go
to the dungeon. If you put D,
Jasmine.
Yes.
Is Marcus still
there?
Is Marcus still on the line?
Okay, Marcus.
Y'all talking
Marcus,
over
Jason
each other.
I'm going to just wait till Tuesday. Marcus, I'll say it on Tuesday.
Go ahead, Jason. I can wait.
You can say it, but
time
almost up.
I'm good.
Go ahead,
Alexis.
No, we still got 20 minutes. Go ahead.
Alexis, go ahead. I don't know about who. If when you go into a competition, you kind of do your research on competition, correct? A lot of people take ballroom is not bullying. I think first of all we need to justify what is bullying. If a person. You have to learn how to differentiate between constructive criticism and bullying. If you all remember Paris is Burning, the ballroom is built on shade. I don't care how you look at it. It was built on shade. If you come into the ballroom, you should know, you should be aware, because I'm sure you just say, one morning and say, I'm going to decide to walk balls today. I've never heard of it. I'm just going to walk my first ball today. You've been to balls. You've seen what happened. So mentally, you kind of prepare yourself for it. I think a lot of people need to remember that it's not always, everything is not shade. And if you can't deal with certain situations, sometimes you don't need to be in them. And that's just the bottom line.
But,
sometimes we
now,
Alexis,
let Jason say what he got to say next. Go ahead, Jason.
Okay, Marcus, you said something earlier about how do we make people feel. Okay, you don't know me, I don't know you. And you said some hurtful things, I've said some hurtful things. How do you know that the things that you said, like the night when you called allegedly whoever you was calling bricks, how would you have felt if one of those bricks that you called the brick had killed itself that night?
I guess that would be on my conscience. But the difference is that, and I'm not trying to justify what I'm doing because I even said myself.
Girl,
listen,
be on your conscience.
That's the problem. Hold on,
let
that's
him
the problem.
Talk.
Right.
Let him
I think
talk.
That's the problem. Why can't everybody think for themselves? Why is it like once one person is saying it, speaking to Jason and I'm addressing Jason, why does everybody have to jump on the bandwagon? Like, I can actually handle 5-6 people jumping on me at one time,
talk
arguing. But you guys are actually like, it's making people who listen to the show, just like this person, feel as though if they don't fit in with your point of view, then they're wrong. That doesn't make them wrong. That makes their opinion unpopular.
I agree.
But, you know, so sitting here, so Jason, to answer your question, I actually admitted at the beginning, I too have done it. But the difference is that I really don't know y'all, and y'all really don't know me. To me, besides you, Jason,
You guys are really figments of my imagination. I mean, of my imagination. I pretend that y'all are different people every time I sit here and think of. I'm not gonna say the things that I say, but
what
people who really who sit here and study people as they study us, who never have really even been to a ball before. Like it makes me not you, JC, because you are a real person, not the people that go to balls, but whatever. So when it comes down to it, whatever I'm saying about you really can't offend you, because you know I don't know you.
Right.
Oh, now that is true. That's
true.
So you know I don't know you.
You there's no way that I even statement. Look, I'm pretty sure what Marcus is saying is Sharmika was to kill herself tomorrow. I'm pretty sure, and she wrote a note and said I did it because Marcus read me. I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that Marcus would be like, "Chill, okay."
No, it would be conscious that if anybody blamed me for killing themselves,
it's
almost like,
"No, I'm saying like, that's what you're saying, Marcus."
It would be on my conscience. It's almost like if I was driving a car and I was in a car accident or, you know, I hit a tree and the person in the car with me, it might have not been my fault, but I'm still going to have that on my conscience. And some people, I understand some ballroom people are ruthless and, you know, just don't care. And Alexis, if we were talking about just ballroom, that'd be fine. But some of the things that they say about some people in these groups are crazy. Y'all don't understand. Alexis, you being a femme queen, you already know some girls
Alexis
are already emotional as they're going through the transition. Hello?
Alexis got disconnected, go ahead.
But to sit here and they talk as they're going through their transition, they're emotional, and certain things may hurt them so much. I'm really like a concrete wall. It's not many things that actually offend me because, you know, but I can just imagine what some other people may feel like because they're not built like me, and they might not be built like you guys. And because we all of us are on the radio, we dominate the shows, we're dominating the groups. You have those people who may have something really good to say that never say anything. There's a person in the back of the class sitting there just watching.
I understand what you're saying 100%, Marcus. That's pretty much why Wednesdays was always built. It was pretty much for everybody. And a lot of people felt that, why do you have these people that are, like, quote-unquote, in their terms, they're nobodies, they're not known, but they are, you know, a part of the show and so forth and so on. And in all honesty, it was for those people that were in the back of the classroom that was always just watching, because I felt that the platform shouldn't only be for the legends and the icons and the walkers and the judges and the house parents and stuff. It was also for the youth, for the children, for the newcomers, for the spectators and stuff. So that's why the platform has been open for everybody. I also understand, because we only have a few minutes left, I understand where Alexis is coming from as well, because I also, too, was one of those people who were very shy because of my size, what I was going through, my transition and stuff as a child. I was one of those people, as we all remember in class, when it was time for us to read, you know, they go down the line, it was time for you to stand up and read that one chapter. I did not want to stand up. I did not want to participate in gym. I did not want to, you know, be in the public eye. I was the one in the back of the classroom, very shy, walking out and being walking on the other side of the street and didn't want to walk past a whole bunch of people. If I went to a club, I remember going to a club when I was 17 or whatever, and I stood to the side. I didn't want to be on the dance floor. I didn't want to be out there with a lot of people and stuff like that. But one thing I will say, like Alexis said, ballroom, and I say this to all you people that are sitting in the back of the class, all you people that are spectators that go to the ball and watch on the sidelines, but you watch from the back because you don't want to get too close. Ballroom will give you nerves. Ballroom will give you that energy. Ballroom will give you what you fucking need, in all honesty. Sometimes you need to take an ass whooping. Sometimes you do need to get criticized. Sometimes you do need to hear some of those things, and you need to be strong and take it. And like I said earlier in the beginning of the show, if it comes to you, you come back, and you come back stronger next time. If somebody reads you, you read back stronger. Don't run away. Don't think about killing yourself.
Right.
Don't think about the world is going to end. You go out there, and you read the fuck back. I remember the day that my mother, my uncle, my mother's younger brother, he was outside fighting the neighbor next door, and he came on the porch, and my mother told him, you get back out in that street, and you fight that motherfucker right now. If you don't fight him, I don't care if you get your ass whooped out there or not, you fight him back. If you don't fight him, if you walk in this house, I'm going to beat your ass. I remember looking at my mother like, why would you say that? He's getting his behind whooped. She said, he better go out there and fight, otherwise he's going to get his ass whooped in this house. You have, it's all about the learning process, and believe me, it's going to make you a stronger person. And like they all said tonight, if you can't handle it, then you're not built for this. There's many other things out there that you can do. This is a big world. This, Marcus said it earlier, this is fantasy Hollywood. If you can't handle fantasy Hollywood, then go out there and do something else. There's a bigger world out there. There's a million things to do. But on that note, that's pretty much all we have. Yeah. So, anybody else got anything to say really quickly? We didn't talk about no TV shows, but pay it.
Yeah, one
thing.
Did
you see the
billboard? Yeah, Jasmine, one
thing.
I'm sorry. I agree with everything you said. The only other caveat to that would be is if you don't do anything just to fit in with people, though. Make sure at the end of the day,
really
you are sitting in the back of the classroom. You still be yourself, because you trying to be who other people want you to be is definitely not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be even unhappier with yourself. Mm-hmm. The last thing, Jasmine,
you're
100%
right.
I appreciate you having the Wednesday night shows. You know, I kind of listened from the beginning. I do think they were a little better when the panelists weren't fixed, per se. Remember when you used to kind of had specialty people
open
and
it
was the same people every
yep.
Right. Well, not just necessarily
yep.
open, but that
you had
like four people
week.
That came in for that week and they didn't call in next
mm-hmm.
week, or that they weren't
right.
panelists that
mm-hmm.
week. Because it makes it come off like
mm-hmm.
some people are more, what's the word, superior than other people. Like, I wouldn't consider these people on this panel experts, especially in ballroom. So what makes your opinion more valid than the person sitting on the ball who may never walk the ball? So
what?
Maybe kind of maybe mixing it in a little bit may be a little, what's the word? We get more people calling in.
Marcus, it's 2:53, and this is what Tito said, that we let you get too much time on another show. So, not being rude.
You
yeah,
feel like I stole your
talk.
Spotlight, girl. I know you
No, we, you ain't steal my spotlight. You talking too damn much.
That's fine. My point was
Yeah,
crude.
Your point got across. Thank you. That's a period. Next. Let's say
but
our goodbyes,
Marcus,
everybody.
I see what you're saying, but and you know what? I'll bring that into the new season. But just one thing I always tell everybody, everybody's welcome. And, you know, it's just like a regular panel, you know, when a speaker is out there and anybody can sit there and sit with us. And as you see, the show just continues to grow. You know, like Becky
right.
was never a part of it before. She's here. You know, Shamika chimes in from time to time. We got, you know, Prada, who was never really a part of it. You know, it's just people come, people go, and it just happens. We got Ty now, another person who comes and goes from time to time. I mean, it's just really open like that. But I see what you're saying when we have those special guests that come on the show and stuff. Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, y'all. Pretty much on that, and though we only got a few minutes. We got another caller real quick. Private caller, you're on the air, 1, 2, 3.
Hello, private caller, you're on the air.
Goodbye, caller.
Private caller going one.
Okay. Goodbye, caller, honey.
Yeah, she's gone. All right, y'all. We only got a few minutes left in the show, so I want to give everybody a chance to say their good nights and everybody have their safe weekends and stuff. Mark, you say good night to everybody.
Y'all at the Purge.
Bye, Marcus. Shamika, say good night.
Good night, everybody.
Girl, while we say good night, can we just talk to the white lady cut us off?
That's why I want to say good night to
I'm about. Everybody say their good nights. J-Rock, say good night.
As
always, everybody stay protected. You stay safe. And remember that suicide is never the answer.
Thank you, J-Rock.
Yeah.
Becky, say good night.
Good night, everybody. And like I said, I'm a very friendly person, so if you need a friend, you can inbox me because I will help you.
Oh, thank you, Becky. Laura, what are you saying, Laura, honey? You just want to talk to the white lady comes.
Good night, everyone. And I just want to say, suicide is not the answer. But, bitch, if you really want to kill yourself because of something I said on this motherfucking panel, bitch, I will give you the knife to do or the gun to do it with.
Go ahead and do it,
and I'll call 911. If they beat you to it, I will. If they didn't beat you to it, I'll see you in heaven. Good night.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I love that bitch. I love her. She's a key. Justin, say good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Justin. Jason, say good night.
I don't feel like it.
This bitch is psychotic, honey.
Crazy.
Girl, say good night, honey.
Good night. Have fun. If you go out and you fucking in the park in D.C., the police
oh,
won't get you.
Oh, Lord. Take the seat.
This is why we have everybody say good night, because they always have something to say. Michi, my co-host from Wednesday night, say good night to your children, and thank you for a wonderful topic. Go ahead, Michi.
Thank you so much. Good night to everyone. And just remember that validation starts within yourself. Once you validate who you are and validate who you are as a person on this earth, then you are already validated. Remember, God validated you at the beginning of your birth, so no one else needs to validate you any further.
Thank you, Michi. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to the State of Emergency show. All right. Serious note, this weekend is a big event, Memorial Day weekend. You guys have Sizzle Pride in Miami. You guys have D.C. We already know everybody's going to D.C. Before you knots that are going to Miami, wrap it up because we know it's a cesspool. Be careful down there. Put some gloves on, and I mean really some gloves, because we know what's going on down there. But for all you girls that are going to D.C., good luck. Be safe. Have a great event, the House of Con. You guys go there and be safe, and leave all that violence at home. It's a festive weekend, all starting tomorrow, leading up to Monday. We will be back next Monday for the weekend recap with my legendary sister and my iconic overall father, Rodney Prodigy, and Marcus and Alexis, and all the other people will be back to give their rendition and recap of Monday's events. We'll be back on Tuesday for the Tea Party cast. Jason, London, everyone for Trash Talk Tuesdays. And we will be back next Wednesday for our last episode of the State of Emergency show with me, the panelists, and everybody else before we go on our summer break. Everybody really enjoy this weekend. Be safe.